It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
There's the door, there's the can of applause.
Yeah.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip Robert John Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
There he is right there.
Phil is so excited.
Why?
Well, he just finished his first screenplay.
What is it?
It's the story of you and your martinis. It's called Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, look who's talking.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gourmet Basket and all the ships at sea, producing more gas than the Standard Oil Corporation.
Yeah.
It's Todd Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. I was tame last night. Hold on, excuse me. Mike has a message for us.
All right.
That fart... And I will count that. I heard it.
Thank you.
We're playing background music. I'll count it, though.
Pretty weak.
That fart from a Chinese restaurant here in New York is courtesy of the best cigars on the planet, Egars.com.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Friday.
Friday,
and it is June 9er.
Right.
Phone number, same as it ever was, 877-365-3636.
Oh, may I say, right at the top of the show, the very first thing I want to say, happy birthday to my daughter, because she's not listening, but I just have to say that because it is my daughter's...
For your conscience.
It is my daughter's...
For the absentee father.
The absentee dad, which is what I feel like today, man. I feel horrible about it. And I'll tell you right now, she will probably never listen to this program, but I'm going to tell her right now, happy birthday, Catherine. 5 years ago today, you were playing strip trivia, and I was in a hospital in Baltimore.
That's right.
Well, if it makes you feel better, Mike.
Yes.
To say it. Go ahead.
The absentee dad.
You poor guy.
God.
I mean, I really
tell him
like
what you told us at lunch today.
Yeah. Of course,
right.
We're still in New York. We're still at WNEW. And we got some people coming down who are going to be in a freak show today. So
right.
While we wait for them to get here, why don't you tell us what you were doing today, you poor pathetic
today,
absentee father.
I felt like the divorced dad today. I realized I felt like the father that gets visitation because I was unable to reach my wife this morning when I called. She was out, she goes to the neighbor's house and works out and then drinks coffee for like a day. And then, well, she does. That's her thing that she does. And so I wasn't able to reach her. So I call my mom, and I just call my mom as like a courtesy call to say, hey, mom, why don't you take the train down to New York and I'll take you out to lunch with one of your, one of your lady friends. And she says, I can't. I got a wedding and I'm getting my nails done next Friday. So I get blown off by my mother, my 80-year-old mother. And then
you get blown off by your mother.
Stop it, you. Stop it there, Mr. Scholarship.
Watch it, Danny.
And so at the very end of the conversation, she says, I spoke to your special daughter today and said happy birthday. And she's gotten calls from everybody, Laura said. And I suddenly realized that because I was unable to reach her, she hasn't gotten a call from Daddy wishing her happy birthday. And so I end up walking down Fifth Avenue with a cell phone in an answering machine singing happy birthday to my daughter, like just the total absentee dad. And these people are looking at me as I'm going, happy birthday, dear Catherine. And it's just, it is without doubt the most pathetic thing in the world. And then the whole thing took over my body that I was the absentee dad. I walked into the toy store, and I asked somebody that's working there, I said, what's good for a five-year-old? This is a kid lives in my house. I know what she likes.
Well, I do see her every once in a while.
I see her occasionally. And the thing is, I know what she likes. I know the things she likes. She's into Barbies. She's into Pokemon. She likes that stuff. I know all this, but I'm in there because my mother has completely psyched me out with this whole thing. She's getting calls from everywhere. The president called her, but you did not. You know, I am totally, completely freaked out about this, and I still am. And finally, I'm able to reach her, and we got her a swing set, and this is what she's wanted more than anything. And Laura tells me that the swing set is going to be constructed tomorrow morning.
Erected.
It's going to be erected tomorrow morning. The guys are going to come out, and then it's going to be, I'm responsible for taking her out and taking her to breakfast, and then she's going to come back, and it's going to be this great surprise. So I call the house, And lo and behold, the guy, you got any gum? The guys from the swing company are putting it up today, and she's talking to me in the car as Catherine's looking at the thing. No surprise, no nothing. I just am sad. I'm totally bummed out.
We both just had killer arguments with our wives.
It's just not
killer arguments. I mean, Mike had a killer argument with his wife, and then I called my wife.
I'm begging my wife. I know you had a fight with your wife. I'm begging my wife. I just want to say this is what the argument was. It wasn't as much an argument as I am, screaming and saying, please, God, like, put stuff over the windows, cover it with bed sheets. I want to be there for this moment because, like, this is the thing. This is the first birthday or Christmas where I really... I'm looking forward to the reaction.
It sounded a little like an argument.
It was. It could have been a lot worse, but it was. Yes, it was an argument. It was an argument, Danny. And so what they're doing is, and I'm going on good faith here, that they have now covered the windows to the backyard. That's the solution because it's a big swing set, and they're not going to cover it with sheets because they might blow off. So they're covering the windows, and then
why didn't you just give Elizabeth a lot of cough syrup tonight?
Elizabeth's the youngest.
Oh, excuse me, Catherine.
Catherine.
Give her lots of Tussin. Well, I don't live with them. I'm not expected to know which one is which.
Yeah, I know.
But good for you that you did.
Thank you. Yes, that was that's the oldest who's celebrating the birthday tomorrow.
Right, the 5-year-old.
So I'm still like nervous about this, but I'm going to go on what my wife said, which is now they've covered up the windows so that so that they can't look out and see the thing, and they're going to keep them inside for the rest of the afternoon, and then they're going to go to bed tonight, and then tomorrow morning when we all wake up together, they're going to go outside and see this one. I hope
it works out for you.
It's not a hell of a lot I look forward to in life anymore.
I know.
You know, I look forward to a good Italian Chianti.
You sure do.
Oh, God.
You were the king last night.
Yeah, there's something I didn't tell any of you guys.
What's that?
About last night.
What, did you do something afterwards?
Yeah.
You went out after you and I got back?
I just went to the place next door.
You.
Had a little toddy.
You.
Met some new friends.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. Met a Japanese couple.
Oh, that's
nice. Yeah, a Japanese couple. I was bumming cigarettes off of.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
I shouldn't be surprised. We got back before 11 o'clock last night, and that's way too early for Mike O'Mara time.
Why don't we just go to bed at 6:30? Okay, you mother hen. See you later, suckers.
Suckers, oh ye suckers.
So thank you. I know that you're dealing with your stuff today, so I want to thank you for letting me get that off my chest, because it's been an interesting 5 minutes before the show today.
Oh, my God. And I was just in a screaming match with my wife. I mean, you know, what you had was an argument. What I had was a friggin' war with my wife, where it's all of a sudden, it's like, I call her up and I go, hey, how you doing? And I hear, you can't handle any of the jobs that I give you.
Right.
You can't do anything right. I say, wait, what is all of this about? Well, it gets back to, and this is what I don't get about her. The car.
Right.
My car.
Right.
The fact that...
How is that going, incidentally?
Well, I found out 2 days ago that I voided the warranty on the turbo.
So that's a done deal now?
By changing the oil myself.
They're not going to make that...
Well, no. The engine and everything is covered, but the turbo unit itself in the car, which was blown out, is not covered under warranty.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to pay for that. So the guy calls me on Wednesday, on the national holiday, on my wife's birthday, called me about 5 o'clock,
right.
Left me voicemail, and I told her, Wednesday night. When we were out at dinner. So she says to me, you can't handle anything right. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, this crap with the warranty on the car. I said, what crap are you talking about? She said, you told me at 8 o'clock on Friday, on Wednesday night, we were at dinner. I said, yeah, the guy called me at 5 o'clock. He told you at 8 o'clock. She says, and you just said to me, by the way, the guy called. I said, how else am I supposed to bring this up to you? You know, by the way, the guy called. I voided the warranty on the car by changing my own oil. So she starts telling me I'm an idiot for that. Then we get back to the Don Ho record.
No. What is the deal with the Don Ho record?
The Don Ho record is a record that my wife bought on eBay.
Right.
For my mother-in-law for Christmas.
Tiny bubble.
And she asked me to bring it into the radio station to have it burned onto a CD.
Right.
So when I brought it in originally, the CD burner was on the fritz. We were not able to burn any CDs, so it sat in my car for a while. And she keeps asking me about it and asking me about it, and I said to her, yes, as soon as the CD burner gets fixed, as soon as we get the new one, I will fix the Don Ho record. Well, now the Don Ho record is in the trunk of my car that's still at the dealership because the engine's all left.
Well, but the Don Ho record is perfectly safe.
Well, yeah. And that's what she thinks, right? She thinks it's all melted and burned and oogie and
stuff. Not if it's in the trunk. It should be okay if it's in the trunk.
Well, that's what I think. I don't know... I,
I just got this barrage from her, and I said to her, you heard what I said. It was,
right.
was like 5 minutes after goddamn 3 o'clock. I said, listen, I'm just calling you as a courtesy, you know, to say hello to you, because, like, we're husband and wife. God forbid that the plane crashes tonight, and I'm dead.
I knew you were pulling off all the stops there.
This is on you. If I die tonight, let this be on you, that you won't let this petty crap go. And she said, you can't do any of the jobs that I give you. And I said, I do pretty good at one job, and that's the job of keeping that roof over your head.
Wow.
Well, you heard it. I mean, I'm sorry you guys had to hear that.
No, I'll tell you right now. For me, you might think that this is upsetting when we're in here and you're doing that, but I'm taking mental notes, because I tell you, to me, sometimes it's like a primer.
You're the master.
It's like, I thought you handled that well.
It was the thrill in Manila. That's what it was.
It was terrific and right.
And there's one problem that doesn't even involve me. There's one problem that I have nothing to do with.
Right.
And her answer is because it's a problem with somebody else that I should fire that person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was a job that she wanted done. I asked somebody to do that job. That job was not done. And her answer to me was, well, you should fire that person then.
That person?
Yeah, Chuck Broyhill.
My God.
I said, I can't fire him for not doing that. And she said, you just don't do any jobs right. You just can't do any jobs right. I was like, Jesus Christ.
And that was the line, I think, that we all like the most. That's when you use the line, if I do a pretty good job of keeping... And that. It's
and you know what I got from that? I got that indifferent, like, huh, yeah, okay, go ahead and do it then. Do what you do so well.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
Like, she wouldn't be living in a goddamn tent somewhere if it wasn't for me.
I swear to God.
Oh, it's frustrating.
That's life.
It's frustrating. I mean, I'd call her now, but I bet she wouldn't take the call. And you know what they also so goddamn infuriating about arguing with your wife? And maybe other guys is like this. Of course, not for you, Buzz, since you never argue. But
right,
I know Mike
right.
and Rob can certainly relate to this.
Sure.
When she just hangs up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, then I go, oh, no, you can't let it go like that. I got to call you back. And I call her back, and I say, what are you doing? She says, well, you won't listen to me. You're asking me questions, and you won't listen to the answers. So if you're not going to listen to the answers, then I'm not going to talk to you. And I go, okay, let's go back to the car thing. Go ahead. Respond, please. And she starts to respond, and I'm sorry, but I can't keep quiet.
I know, it's impossible.
I want to stand with Your Honor.
Right.
You know, you're out of order. You're out of order.
Right.
The entire court's out of order.
It's tough. It is very, very tough. As I was telling my therapist just last week, why does it always have to be about me?
You know, if it wasn't for me, Frieda would be living in that car that her parents bought her when she was back in college.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she was the only one in her family that went to college. She's the only one in her family that went to Europe.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God.
And here I was, that's some kind of karma, because here I was actually not laughing out loud, but when you were having your argument with your wife,
right.
We were all sitting there in the room real quiet, just listening to you, and I was thinking, boy, the shoe's on the other foot for a change. Woo!
Right.
Boy, am I glad to be out of that hot seat. So I pick up the phone unsuspectingly, call my wife, hi, sweetie, and kaboom! It's like, Jesus Christ!
Oh, man.
Okay, hi, everybody.
Hey.
Life on the road.
How you doing?
This is life on the road. This is tough.
It's rough. I guess so. No, I think it would be just as crappy if I was at home.
Maybe you're right.
The difference is I'd be getting it face-to-face, and instead of her hanging up on me, she'd do that thing where she leaves the room and goes to another room.
We're all so at peace when we go out and dine together. You notice that? I mean,
we did have a good time last night in Little Italy.
I mean, everybody, we all bust each other's chops, but we do so and have an absolutely wonderful time doing it.
Yeah, in Little Italy, we did have a good time last night.
Little Italy was a blast.
You're the winner, Mr. Chianti.
Yes, and later than that, it was a late evening for me with my Japanese couple.
You know who we do want to talk to, though, in the first segment of the show, of course, would be the man who was absentee from our dinner last night.
Oh, yeah. Old friends.
Mr. Buzz Burbank, who went out with a girl named Sylvia last night.
Yes.
Old friend.
An old friend she is. Having pizza, having coitus, old friend. And I went out with another woman last night, and my wife and I are getting along great.
Oh, F you. F you.
You.
F
you. How was your old friend looking last night?
Oh,
evening?
She looked great. It really is lovely.
Who is
truly,
the,
truly.
Who is the celebrity she most resembles, Buzz?
I finally decided on Helen Hunt, and I think very much so.
And do you keep the whole Letterman thing going, like, through dinner? Do you say she is so lovely, and then do you kiss her hand at the end of the evening or what?
No, I got
you are just lovely.
A little kiss on the cheek at the end of the
evening. Oh, really?
My, oh, my. So what did you kids do last night? Did you order into your room?
We went to a great pizza place here in Midtown Manhattan called John's, and it was fantastic. It was
John Pop.
My first New York style pizza.
Right.
No, ironically, that's actually her husband's name.
John
Gotti. Maybe not the best choice on my part.
Oh,
but,
really?
The food was great. We had a very nice evening, and hey, it was just good to see her again.
How long would the entire evening have lasted?
I think I put her in a cab about 10:45.
Wow. Oh, see, that's a quality time with her.
Absolutely.
That's a long
time. So you put her in a cab at 10:45?
Yes.
What time did you put it in her?
It's not like that.
Put it in.
It never happened.
Come on, put it in.
Just put it in.
Just an old friend.
Put it in now.
Did you put it in, Buzz?
No.
Put it in good.
Just an old friend.
So 10:45, was there any wine with pizza?
Yeah, we had a little wine.
Ah, a little wine.
Really?
Now, how do you seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're married.
How do you manage that? You know what I mean?
How do you do that?
Because I've been married. It will be 20 years, you know.
Yeah, you're the longest
God forbid.
Married.
If the
Buzz is the longest.
If the plane
married.
Doesn't crash tonight, it will be 20 years for me very soon. And I'll tell you, after 20 years,
yes,
there's no way I could say to my wife, I'm going out with a hot girl who's a lot younger than you tonight for dinner in New York City, and she would give me her blessing. No way.
I just don't think that would happen. How does that kind of conversation go?
With Marcia?
Yes, with Marcia.
It wasn't even an extended conversation, because we've known this couple for years and years and years. They're old friends of ours.
You swapped to them?
No. There are people who wonder about that, but the real answer is no.
Oh, okay. So this was, we can say her name?
Absolutely.
Sylvia.
Lovely Sylvia.
Sylvia's mother says, Sylvia's something. She's busy. She's something, something, something.
We ate our pizza and then had intercourse for the next 3 minutes. Please, Mrs. Avery, I've just got to talk to her. Why can't I put it in?
A boy can dream.
And her name, of course, her full name is Sylvia Swallows. Sylvia Swallows and...
Hey, what?
Sylvia Swallows and... All right, well, Buzz, you know, we're all just jealous that you had a good time last night.
Yeah,
not that we didn't have a good time last night, just that we had a good time with each other, like we always
do.
We were just
sitting there, a bunch of guys with big heads.
Sorry, I missed
dipping,
it.
Like, bread and olive oil.
She wore kind of a low-cut thing, so it was nice to look at.
You are just a son of a bitch, you are.
Very nice.
You really are. Okay, let's take a couple of phone calls, then we'll see who's here for the freak show today. It'll be a very, very busy show today.
Oh, absolutely.
We've got to talk about that nutty OJ. Jesus, do I want to talk about that kook OJ.
Nutsy Fagan.
And even more nutty than him going on the Fox News Channel last night to call in when Denise... his ex-wife, his dead wife's sister was on TV.
Pretty amazing. I mean, the insensitivity of that guy. I mean, that blows me.
He's disturbed. Beyond him calling in when she's on TV, he then granted an interview to the Today Show this morning to explain why he called up last night to get into it with Denise. And one of the things he said to Denise last night on the Fox News Show when he called in was, you know you've always wanted to have sex with me.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What a crazy son of a bitch OJ is.
I mean, really, whether he did it or he didn't.
Oh, he did. Come on. He's guilty, yes.
But really, I mean, I'm just saying, totally hypothetical. You called the sister of the murdered woman? I mean, that is beyond demented, sick, twisted behavior.
And you know what his response to that was on the Today Show today?
What did he say?
He said, well... Fox called me.
He was lying about that.
No, I don't know. I mean, I guess what he's saying is that the Fox News Channel called him up and said, OJ, how would you like to come on the air?
You know,
I mean, he could have said no.
Sure. Right.
Fox called me.
Unbelievable.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We have a transcript of this. And I want to get to it in a second. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Don.
Yeah.
You're getting shafted by your car dealer. Changing your motor oil has nothing to do with your turbo. All a turbo does is bring in extra air to the engine to increase horsepower. It has nothing to do with motor oil.
All right, well, please let me handle it. I think the more we talk about this on the radio, the worse it will be for me with the car dealership and with my wife.
But I was a service advisor for that manufacturer of your automobile, so I know how it runs and operates for that company.
All right,
that makes it good to actually talk to, I think.
Right. I don't trust anybody who calls.
My advice to you
is what?
Call the 1-800 number for the manufacturer. It's your complaint, and they usually will come through for you.
All right. Well, thank you, my friend. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
And OJ, guilty.
Thank you for that bulletin also. Hello. Hello there, Don.
Thank you. Please. Yes. That guy before that's talking about the turbo, he don't know anything. Turbos are oil cold.
Hello there, Don. And you are an idiot because your radio is up.
Thank you.
Are oil cooled?
Hello. Yes, because everyone knows that oil is a coolant.
Right. Oil's cool, bad.
It's cool, bad. Gonna add some oil and baby libas.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Gil Stolzo. You guys suck. My brother's a pussy.
Gil Stossel.
Gil Stossel, check it in.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, guys. What's happening? Just another struggling white guy here. I wonder what's going on now with you guys in this New York thing. What's happening?
What do you mean?
Well, are they putting you up there because they're promoing you, or, like, are they trying to promo you more? What's going on? Why are you leaving us? What's going on?
No. Two days a week in New York, and what do you care? Doesn't the show sound the same?
Yeah, it does, but, I mean, I'm here in D.C., and I know when you guys aren't around. I don't know. I'm just...
Well, how do you know? You know, really, if we didn't announce where we were, you really wouldn't know.
This is true. I just don't want you guys, like, leaving us.
You know, and that was the heart of what my real first argument with my wife was about today. This job that Charlie Broyhill was supposed to do, which he didn't do. I said to her, you would never even have known that he didn't do this job
right.
If I didn't have the courtesy to call you and tell you.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Buzz, congratulations last night. Did you slip of the tongue?
and basically, it's the same thing to you. We were trying to do the exact same show, whether we're in New York or whether we're in D.C. or wherever the hell we are.
Well, thanks, guys. You guys do a great job, and OJ is guilty as hell.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Please.
Oh, so frustrating with my wife.
Very frustrating.
It really was. I'm just... I don't want to call her.
You do.
I know, but it'll be pointless.
It'll be pointless, but we will have one bit on the show today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This will go till 7 o'clock if you call her.
I know it. Hello, Don and Mike. That's why I'm not. Hello.
A lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Jarrah to take the honors this year.
Right. Those guys are fags.
Yeah, through all that static, we still heard Spicoli.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Time me.
Okay. No, this is not something you put on a timer.
Sorry.
Okay.
At this time, you are not authorized to use this network for long distance.
Wow. What's wrong with people?
Boy, if that's not a kick in the ass.
It's extreme.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Sir, you're not authorized to use this line.
Hey, hey, hey. All right, let's see if she's cooled down at all.
Sure.
Wives.
Hello.
Hola.
Hi.
Hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Okay.
That was 11 seconds.
11 seconds. That's my most briefest appearance ever on this show.
You were very polite to ask her if she minded going on the air with
right.
You.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Don, it was your fault.
What was my fault?
When you changed the oil in your car, did you prime your turbo?
No, I don't even know where the goddamn turbo is.
Okay, when you do that, you have to take the... coil wire off and turn the motor over.
Hey, sir, would you come down here and prime my turbo?
I'm just trying to help you out, buddy.
How are you trying to help me out?
Yeah, I'd like to hear the answer to that. How are you trying to help him out?
I was just trying to tell you where you went wrong.
No, no, that's not helping somebody out when you tell a person where they went wrong.
Okay.
Is it, though? Really? I'm asking you.
It's after the fact. You should have told him before.
Right. Yeah. How come you didn't call me before I changed the oil in my car?
Oh, well, I don't know.
See, that would have been helping me out. You call me up, you say, hey, dumbass, you changed the oil in your car yourself, you can avoid the warranty. But I never got that call.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
Well, you don't have to be sorry, sir, but there would be one school of thought that would say that you're trying to be helpful, and another that would say you're trying to make him feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, impossible. My wife has already got a corner on that market.
Well, I love you guys, and I hope you have a good show.
Thank you. I hope I don't die tonight.
Bye.
I really do.
When you brought the plane crash into it.
Yeah, we're all on that plane.
I know, guys. I know. Let that be on our head, too.
Oh, don't get uptight, fellas.
Hello.
Calm down.
Not on my show.
What's up, guys? This is Deion Sanders.
Choo choo. Yes, hello, Deion Sanders.
Man, I just want to let you know, guys, know that I'm on the air with you right now.
Yes, Deion.
Great, man. I am now a member of the Washington Redskins. How come you guys didn't contact me?
Dion?
God bless you.
God bless you, Dion.
God bless you.
Dion. Oh, man, it's great to be in Washington area. I just want to let you guys know that.
I would like to compliment you on the burgundy and gold suit.
That's cool.
Man, wasn't that fly?
It was fly.
Now, do you think this is a white guy trying to talk like a brother?
I believe it is.
Or is this a brother?
Man, I'm a brother full strength, man.
It's hard to tell, but I think it's a white
guy. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's like a white
guy. I was wearing the burgundy gold. I was wearing the burgundy gold, man. Confess, man. Testify.
Testify.
Amen.
Goodbye.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Love your hats, though, Dion. I know that wasn't the real Dion Sanders, but we do love his, like, bowler hats that he wears.
Homie, man.
Hey, buddy.
Take a hat box on the Dallas Cowboys plane.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
How we doing?
From New York.
Yes, hello.
Holy cow, I got in. I don't believe it.
Yeah, hi there.
How you doing there, guys? I listen to you guys every day.
Well,
I'm up in a hot, stinking Bronx right now.
We do appreciate that,
Oh,
yes.
Man, it's
Jesus
hot out
Jesus Christ,
here.
It is hot in New York today.
Oh, for crying out loud. Listen, I was cool. One of the I play that secret sound.
Yeah, I'll give you a listen.
All right. Hot town, summer in the city.
What the hell? Here we go. Here it is. No build-up, no nothing, since you're calling from New York. Here is secret sound number three. Identify this, please. Here it is. What is that sound?
Okay. That sounds like one of those butane lighters with the sticks on them.
That is.
Oh,
no.
We're sorry.
Absolutely not. Thank you, though, my friend.
All right, Don.
Thank you.
So you guys take care now. You guys are great up here, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, you have a good day
now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hola.
Hello, Don Mike.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I'm a tow truck driver in Central Jersey. I just heard that guy on playing the secret sound. Any possibility of giving somebody else in the New York area a second chance?
Oh, no. Not two in a row. Sorry about that.
You just missed it. Obviously, you know, timing is everything, but you did hear the guy that we just had on. We can't do it back to back.
I'll say this, though. The show is getting goddamn hot in New York.
It is indeed.
Yep. We do appreciate that. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you big-headed bastards.
Hey,
Buzz.
Yeah.
Pizza. Wine. The other woman.
Yes.
Yeah, baby, hit it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Buzzy went for the motherload last night.
Yeah. Pizza. Wine.
Rob. Rob.
Next time.
Oh, and I got to tell you one more thing. This cracked me up. We're coming back today from lunch, and we stopped at this little magazine shack across the street from the radio station.
Yeah, let me get him.
And at first I think Mike is doing this as a goof, but then I realize he's actually buying these magazines, and he's requesting them by name. Listen to these magazines. He steps up and he goes, I'll have
I did it like Spalding.
He goes, I'll have two Pepsis, and also I'll have...
Give me that copy of High Society. I'd like that copy of Hustler. Can you get me that copy of 50 Plus? And give me that copy of Asian Fever.
Yeah.
And the guy is just surly and staring at me, and I am just ordering every dirty magazine he has on
the
shelf.
I swear to God, I was peeing in my pants. I almost fell down on the street. Because you did it much more slowly and deliberately. You were looking at
all
of them.
I ordered, like, a lot more magazines. He only gave me one, two, three, four.
Four of them.
But I ordered about five.
Yeah. Charlie has another one out there.
Oh, Charlie's. So it was a total of five,
I think
thought.
So, yeah.
Well, you had to hear me do it so slowly because I'll
take
that.
Give me Sizzling Sexy 50 Plus. I'd like the first anniversary special edition of Asian Fever.
Say it loud.
Give me the anniversary Hustler celebrating 26 years of Truth, Freedom, and Pink. And I'd like the High Society featuring Tiffany Amber Thiessen's first-time sex pics.
Wow. And incidentally, those are some hot pictures of Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Miss Moon Pie, wearing a what appears to be like a see-through top.
Yes, she's lovely.
You can really see her boobs. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm trying to justify the reasons why O.J. did call the Fox Show.
Okay, what reason could there possibly be?
Because Nicole just wouldn't listen.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh, my.
Theory. Hearing aid.
Oh, my.
Right, so Denise is on this Fox show last night, and she's talking about what a scumbag OJ is.
Right.
And all of a sudden they say, hey, Denise, we have a mystery caller on the line. It's, in fact, your ex-brother-in-law, OJ Simpson.
Oh, wow.
So then you hear, yeah, how you doing, Denise? I just don't like the fact you're saying all this crap about me on TV. You're getting all the facts wrong. So they start going back and forth. And what's funny is she keeps calling him Simpson. Listen, Simpson, I didn't like you from the first time I met you. I didn't like the way you treated my sister. Listen, Simpson. And then he throws this in. Come on, Denise, you know you always wanted to have sex with me.
Unbelievable.
You really always wanted to have sex with me.
Unbelievable.
And I'm seeing this morning on the news, and I'm thinking, because OJ does not stop giving. And then they announce on the Today Show that they've got an exclusive interview where OJ is going to clarify.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Clarify this. So they send a reporter out to his house, and he sits down with the reporter, and he says, listen, Fox called me. That was the reason he said he went on
the air. So he claims the Fox Network called him while this was going on. I find that hard to believe.
Then he says he wishes that the media would just leave him alone let him live his life. Then she says, what about F. Lee Bailey? F. Lee Bailey and the polygraph test, story that Buzz had on the news recently saying that O.J. failed the polygraph test. He says, well, that's not true. She says, so are you saying F. Lee Bailey is a liar? He said, you can interpret that any way you like. And it was at this point that O.J. starts getting a little uptight because she says, well, did you take a polygraph test? And he says, no. And she says, why would F. Lee Bailey say that? And he said, well, when I went in and they strapped me up to the machine, they asked me questions like, what's your name and what's your address? And she says, so they did give you a polygraph test. And he says, no. And now he's getting agitated. And I'm thinking, he's going to take a swing at this news girl from the Today Show.
He's going to hit her.
Who's asking him these questions? He's getting agitated. Right. And he says, no, I didn't take the polygraph. And she says, but they hooked you up to the machine, so you did take a polygraph. And then he says, no, you have to take 3 tests so you can tell what the wiggly lines mean.
Right.
So they can tell if you're lying or not. And I only took part of 1 test. So that story is absolutely 100% false.
Unbelievable.
Just what a pompous piece of garbage OJ is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, does he have any idea how much damage he does to what little credibility he has left?
Oh, and they also announced that he will, in fact, take a lie detector test for $3 million on a pay-per-view.
Right.
And that he will answer people's questions on the net. However, people have to pay to log onto a website.
Unbelievable.
Where he will answer the questions.
Right.
And he said that he gets along so well with Nicole's parents that after he had this argument with Denise on TV yesterday, that he called them. That was the first call he made to Nicole, you know, dead Nicole's mom and dad to say, hey, it's June.
I
just want to let you know something, that I let my emotions run away from me tonight, and I'm really sorry. And he said he's very close with Nicole's parents, and that's nobody's business but OJ and them.
You know, I would imagine...
What a bunch of crap!
I would imagine with Denise Brown, the emotional damage, the mental anguish that she's got, even if she's appearing to be tough on that TV show, which she did, it's got to be absolutely overwhelmingly devastating. I think probably everybody in that family has got to be completely mentally fried by this situation.
First off, why Denise Brown would go on a show to be interviewed, I don't know. If I was her, I just would want to let it go. But
yeah, I can understand it.
Even past that, you know, even if Fox calls OJ to say, do you want to go on, how come a stupid OJ just doesn't wise up and not take the opportunity?
It's truly amazing how much interaction they have. Obviously, he has interaction with Nicole's parents because of the children.
Yes, and
so he literally, I mean, it's court ordered that he has to have contact with her parents.
And he said that they have a great relationship where they go to games together, and
he gets on. He's lying. That you know he's lying about that, and that's a lie. Where
I mean, he killed their daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, when he comes over to see the kids to take them to a game, you know that they don't open the door and go, Juice, hey, here's the guy who cut our daughter's head off. Come on in, Juice.
Well, what they probably do is what the only thing they can do for the kids, they pretend that everything's as normal as possible.
Hold on, this will really kill you. No pun intended. When they announced that he wanted $3 million for the pay-per-view for the lie detector, and he wants to charge people to go on the internet, said he would use the money to find the real killer.
Right.
Oh, what a bastard.
What a bastard.
Yeah, how much does a mirror cost down at Woolworth?
Not that much.
Jesus H. Christ.
Oh, my God.
Juice.
That's blood money.
That's blood
juice.
Money. Yeah. Don't do this, Juice.
That is really, really surreal. I think of all the people in that whole equation, though, you talk about Denise Brown even going on television, I think she was the one that was most destroyed by this. I think that's why she...
I think Nicole was the one who was most destroyed. She had her head cut off.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying.
I'm not saying nothing.
I know what you're saying. But, man, I mean, it's just the whole thing is just surreal that she would even, that she wouldn't say to the person on the Fox News as soon as they say, we have a mystery guest, say, I don't want to talk to him. Yeah. I would think that would be a normal, because she's just so angry with him.
Simpson. Listen, Simpson.
Simpson.
Listen, Simpson.
Hello?
Jesus.
Hello, Denise.
Go. God damn, it's surreal.
Stupid it really, family.
It really is. And the thing about OJ is, when he's being interviewed and even when he calls in, he's so belligerent.
Right. Yeah.
It's like he doesn't even know how to play it correctly, that everybody knows that he killed her. Yeah. And he calls in and he's got this whole belligerent, narrow-minded view of what he's going to say.
You know, can imagine, I mean, you get a guy who is, you know, one of the pampered athletes of the world. He's a guy that has been had his butt kissed his whole life. Mm-hmm. Then he goes up for murder. He it's a slam dunk murder case, and he gets acquitted. You'd probably be belligerent. What's he have to lose?
And some of the names he was dropping last night when he was saying that Denise wanted to have sex with him, he says, you could ask anybody. You could ask Marcus, meaning Marcus Allen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You could ask Ahmad, Ahmad Rashad. Ooh.
Amazing. I bet they really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It's weird.
Okay,
it's the most surreal thing I've ever
heard.
That's
all I got. We've got the OJ tape, and we can listen to it. I mean, I've given you pretty much the highlights of what Juice had to say.
It's amazing.
Mm. Is that something? Thank you, OJ.
Why are you
doing
this?
You just never stop giving to OJ Simpson.
Unreal.
All right, we got to do a break because we got some freaks in the house.
Yeah. All right.
Toe tapping touch tones right there. Time to clear out these lines. Get a call 100 and a prize package selected especially for you. Another chance to win $500 with Secret Sound number 3. It'd be the 100th person to call right now. The toll-free lines are open at 877-365-3636.
Sit down, Danny, and listen to the Don and Mike show.
Sit down, Danny.
Tight, bright, and out of sight at all.
Danny.
Call 100 time right now. Donaldo E. Miguel program. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm caller 100.
Right, yes, you are. What be thy name, please?
I'm Chad.
Chad, where are you from, Chad?
Iowa City.
Chad, you have won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the hottest and sexiest show on TV, Sex and the City, this weekend on HBO. You've also won the End of Days prize pack. Order End of Days, starring Big Dumb Arnold, from your local cable company, In Demand. Pay-per-view for the demanding viewer. But wait, there's more. You've also won a DVD of Fight Club, now available on a two-disc DVD with commentary by Pitt and Norton.
Pitt and Norton.
Cool.
All of that, and you haven't done dick yet. Here you go. You ready to go for $500?
Sure am.
Secret Sound number 3 online. We'll play it for you now. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Donald Duck having the big O.
And we wish you
good speed.
Caller, name this sound.
Yeah. There it is. Common everyday sound heard in most rooms of most people's homes and offices.
Oh, yes!
For $500, what is that sound?
Mousetrap.
A mousetrap.
No.
Pretty good. We're sorry.
No, that's not a bad guess, and we thank you. Don't forget that every guest
it's
is a
clue for you.
Clue for you. Okay, now, there's some good news for everybody listening to the show right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Yes.
As it turns out, we've scheduled our freak show on the same day that Opie and Anthony are doing a freak show of their own.
Yes, right? They are. Yes, we did not know that.
So they have first dibs on the outside middle area between the studios.
Right.
And we have no room for our freaks.
Freaks, man.
So we want to thank the freaks who have come down today. We're going to give them prizes, but
good.
We can't do a freak show unless we have enough room for the freaks to perform. And right now we are, let's face it, when we're at NEW, we're in a freaking broom closet.
Yeah, I am. We're in, somebody else's house right now, and so we can't do our freaks out where they're doing their freaks.
And we didn't know that they were going to do a freak show today, and I don't think that they knew that we had planned to do a freak show today.
Right, that's
so,
right.
So what we're going to do is the guest going to be calling at 4:10 today. Beautiful. Okay, we have a mystery guest. We won't do this now, but when the mystery guest calls in about 15 minutes,
right,
we're going to give you a chance to guess who this mystery guest is.
Very good.
And I want to tell you something. If you get this, you really do deserve a trip to Orlando, Florida.
That's terrific.
Because I have no idea
who she is.
I mean, I have, I'm not saying I have no idea, like, I've been kept in the dark. I mean, I'm looking at the bio,
yeah,
and I have no freaking idea who she is.
Really?
Wow. This is one of the guests we have to take from TNT to get that $16,000 to give away.
So this is a somewhat obscure celebrity?
This would be not a B-grade celebrity, not a C-grade celebrity.
Oh, my God.
Perhaps a D or even the dreaded E-grade celebrity.
Even though it's an E-grade celebrity, is it somebody that everybody in this room would know?
Nope. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, wow.
You guys already had the 100 caller, huh?
Yeah, yeah, we did. Thank you.
Lululu.
Okay, Lululu.
Lululu. Yeah, she is, she's the lowest of the low. Let me see. Well, if I give clues now, people would be able, like, to ask Jeeves and research if I tell
you
if I tell you the movies that this particular actress has been in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, if you get this,
young or old?
I don't know.
Can I see?
I don't know. It'd be better if you play along.
All right. Okay.
I don't know.
I want to know something someday.
All right. She must be kind of old because the first movie that she was in was 1981.
Okay. All right.
So she's kind of old.
Very good.
That's the only hint that we'll give you. She's calling in about 10 minutes.
Excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
First person to guess who it is wins the trip today. We're giving away to Orlando, Florida. Hello, Don and Mike.
B. Arthur.
No, it's not B.
Big Muffy B. Arthur, right?
Please do not guess. Do not guess until we've started the contest.
That's right. You'll spoil it for everybody
else. Connie Stevens.
Stop that.
Okay. Connie Stevens. No, it's not Connie Stevens. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Daddy. This is Catherine. Why weren't you here for my birthday, Daddy? Why is it so dark in here?
I find this impression totally unacceptable.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
But a little funny.
Hello. Please, for the love of
God. Hold on.
All right, well, hold on. Turn it down.
Sorry.
No. Turn it down before you call us, especially if you want to say, hold on.
I'm sorry, I had to walk across my room to shut it down. Okay.
Right, shut it down, man. Shut it down.
I was wondering, now you're talking about freaks. I don't think you guys had a chance to catch that show that was on Fox last night.
Oh, the Guinness Show?
Yeah.
Was that a rerun of the Guinness Show, or was that an original episode?
I don't know. I work second shift, and there was a ball game on that channel, so I got to watch, like, that millionaire, that rip-off millionaire, and then...
Oh, Reed. No. There's a new rip-off millionaire show with that... Gordon Elliott, you know,
Gordon Elliott, that kangaroo.
Yeah, Chuck.
What the hell is his show?
Australian Chuck Willery,
and
man.
And listen, this show is so bad...
Right? I thought he was on the Food Network, Gordon Elliott.
This new show, of course, has the exact same set as Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Right.
With the same lighting. I mean, it's more of a rip-off than Greed is, if that's possible, because they have two chairs
right.
that face each other, and there's only two people on the show.
Yeah, but they gave away their million last night.
Right, that's
how do you do it? How do you do it? How do you manage to view every programming, every piece of programming?
It's been on before.
It's a gift, though.
It's been on. I've seen this show.
I've
flipped by and seen, yes, it's called Chance of a Lifetime.
They probably ran this one time in a decade, and you've seen it.
And the way the show works is that you bet part of your money, meaning if you've won $15,000,
right,
you can say, oh, the next question is going to be about rock and roll. I will bet $12,000.
Does it go up to the big bucks?
Yeah, and you can win like $1 million, but it's just like
Greed. It's a ripoff, and the questions are more lowball than.
And Greed has already been flushed, right?
Yes. Yes. Greed is over.
No, they're bringing it back. I saw an ad. They're going to try it again.
Oh, Jesus.
Last night.
Maybe over the summer.
I don't know. So listen, what was the Guinness show?
Yes.
Okay, they had this Chinese guy. Didn't even speak American. They had an interpreter. And he had this vice clamp.
Could he have been our waiter today at the restaurant?
I don't know. He had this vice clamp, right?
Thank you.
Like little pads on it.
Thank you.
And he put it on his ear, clamped it to his ear.
He put a vice clamp on his ear.
Yes, and he's picking stuff up with his ear.
You know what? That is a rerun. I've seen that one.
Right. I don't watch a lot of TV, but it was like pulling on.
That was John.
Ear.
That was John Kim.
God.
Yeah, that is
John
that,
Kim. John
that,
Kim.
That in fact, that is a rerun. That's a good one because the guy picks up like heavy objects using just his earlobes.
That's how they brought our food to the table today.
These guys.
That's how they brought Robin my duck.
These guys at this Chinese restaurant we had today. We went to today. All they say is hello. They don't understand a goddamn word of English.
Well, they're freshly over in this country for a new life.
And furthermore, it looks to me like they all cut each other's hair.
Yes, absolutely.
That every waiter and waitress in this restaurant that we went to today had the worst Dumb and Dumber haircuts that I've ever seen in my life.
My favorite moment, though, was when Buzz ordered a Coca-Cola and the waiter said 8 times, good choice, good choice, good choice, good choice.
Yeah, like Buzz is picking some kind of fine wine.
Good choice, good choice, good choice, good choice, good choice.
Good choice.
Good choice.
Yes. Thank you.
Good choice.
Thank you.
Mama Maya.
Thank you. She's really pushing those dumplings.
Yeah. Oh, they were great,
At the beginning of our meal, they got this Chinese chick who walks around with a push cart.
Right.
And she had all kinds of dumplings. I mean,
calling her a chick is a stretch. I just want to say that. You know, she is a matronly old Chinese woman.
She was not old.
I wouldn't call her a chick, though. She was right there. She was in her 50s.
Oh, no way. The lady pushing the cart the first time around?
She was old.
No, she was young.
25.
Yeah. The one who kept trying to push him on me when I didn't want him? Yeah.
She was young?
Yes.
With a high-pitched voice?
She was very young.
I wasn't looking.
She went up to Dutch. She goes, you want dumpling? Chicken? Beef? Pork? Seafood? Shrimp?
Those dumplings were good.
And then she went through the whole litany again.
Oh, so she was a young woman?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't look up. I thought she sounded old.
And she would not let it go with me that I didn't order anything.
Right,
and she kept saying, you want chicken? I said, no, thank you. You want shrimp? No, thank you. Oh, you want beef?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'll tell you, that's my kind of restaurant, though. You're not in that chair for 8 seconds, and they are hawking food.
Yeah.
They're coming over, and they're asking you. They got a cart with hot food on it, and they're asking you if you want some.
That's great. Oh, wait, hold on. People are already calling to guess who the guest is. The guest is not even on you. You can't guess until you... hello. Is this Sean?
Yes, it is.
Sean, how could you possibly have a guest?
I was going to say Ally Sheedy.
No, it's not Ally Sheedy.
It's not, huh?
Well, you gave out a hint. You gave out 1981. Ally Sheedy was alive in 1981.
Now, listen, remember, Ally Sheedy, I think, is a celebrity. While she might not be talented, well, I know she's
a Sheedy actress.
But she's someone who would be above a grade E celebrity. I mean, when I tell you it's a grade E celebrity, I mean, I'm going to tell you the name when we finally can't get a winner on this contest.
And everybody's going to go, what?
And you're going to go, who is that?
Okay?
Please wait until this person joins us. Then you can call in and ask questions.
This is Lauren Bacall.
Thank you, my friend. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, this is a horrible guess, but you say Class E, right, in TNT?
Did I say what?
Class E.
You said it's a Class E celebrity, right?
A Class E celebrity who is supplied to us by TNT.
Cool. How about Kimberly Page?
Would that not work? No.
I think we just all heard you. What did you do?
I sucked mucus into my nasal cavity.
We just heard
and my
that.
Cough button did not work. So we sound our latest.
My bad cell worse.
Thank you.
Can I guess again?
Yes. Who is your guess?
My guess is Kimberly Page.
No, it's not Kimberly. Who is Kimberly Page?
Exactly.
They got the cheesy wrestling thing going on this weekend, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
No, come on, listen, just wait. You'll never get this. We're going to have to give clues.
You know what it is? It's the magic
with clues, you're not going to get it.
It's the magic of Orlando.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You guys say there's no hot girls on Survivor. Have you seen the one, I think her name is Connie, I don't know, she's young, she's from Bethesda, she is hot.
Connie?
I think her name is Connie, actually.
Connie.
Rudy.
She was on Baby's team.
I don't
remember. She is cute. She is hot.
Well, it's very subjective. I don't remember any real hot girls jumping out, though. I really don't. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
I like it when guys like that go, that's our giant loss.
Hello,
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, this is OJ.
Hey, OJ.
Hey, the only reason that you don't want me to be on your show is because Frida wanted to make love with me.
There it is.
That's right, OJ.
That's it.
You're right, Juice.
That's right.
And I know I could ask Ahmad.
Yep.
Or I could ask
Marcus.
Right. I could ask anybody. They tell me the same, Juice.
You're right, Juice.
Thank you, Juice. Bye-bye. Honor and a privilege.
I love what Donna Mike's show. Come on, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, I am the chef from the Chinese resident restaurant.
Jesus Christ. I am the chef from the land of turned up radio.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Please turn your radio down.
Don.
What?
This is the mailman.
Your radio is still turned up.
No. Sorry, I'm not accepting that today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to make an early guess, please.
But I don't see how you can. I don't see how it's possible to make an early guess when you have no idea.
It's amazing. You'd think this guy would wait, but he wants to make his guess right now.
I want to make a guess right now.
Go ahead.
I think it is Mary Stuart Masterson.
It is not.
It is not.
It is not.
Well, thank you very much for letting me try, sirs.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, that's the way, thank you, like amazing. In that restaurant. That is amazing. We've not even given you a clue as to who it might be, but people are just calling with this crap.
It could be a porn star, Mary Stuart Masturbate.
Hello, John. John, my show. Hello.
Hello.
Omar. Hi, you're on the air, buddy.
Yes, buddy. Listen, I just want to let you know, Buzz, I hate to tell you, I took a little Chinese in school.
Yes.
And what they were saying to you, good choice, good choice.
Yes.
That means a-hole in Chinese.
That explains it.
Good choice.
Go back, people just saying good choice. Oh, no.
Just
sorry.
Sounds
it's
like
good
that.
Choice.
Yeah,
good
they,
choice.
They're having a big laugh back in the kitchen.
It's a-hole, a-hole.
Good choice.
Good choice, good choice.
Ha ha, he think I'd be nice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
I mean, hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good choice.
Yeah, what? I got a good one for you guys. You're
what?
Not going to believe this.
What's that?
I just heard that the Olympic Committee is supplying condoms in gold, silver, and bronze to all the athletes.
I wish I had the crickets here. I don't have the crickets here. Let the silence, let this deafening silence tell you
how... I love the deafening silence.
Let this silence tell you how little we care about what you're saying.
I know. Well, life is good.
Hold on. Got him.
Here's something for you.
There's our friends.
Thank you. Have a nice day, gentlemen.
Yeah. Thank you for effing up our show with your worthless call.
Hey, it's my part.
Bye-bye. It's your part. That's your point.
Had your pleasure in giving a part and good choice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I have a guess.
Oh, that is wild, controversial stuff. Giving away gold, silver, and bronze condoms.
Yeah, I got a little Don and Mike. Got a little prepared comedy for you here. Working on a little Olympic humor.
That sounds like something mighty good for Scott Shannon for Flush the Format Friday.
Hey, how you doing? Scott and Todd here in New York City.
Good morning, everybody. Now, listen, what do you think about the controversy with the gold, silver, and bronze condoms? And because it's Flush the Format Friday, here's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to play a song by Dr. Hook. We don't know which song, though. So what to do is call it a buddy. You think this is a joke? This was really on PLJ this morning.
Wow. Hey, friend, Dr. Hook?
I want you to call it a vote now. Which song you want to hear? We're either going to play 16, oh, She Was Only 16, or When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman.
A couple of great classics. Scott and Todd going to be hot today.
Or Sylvia's Mother. You call right now on the PLJ line and tell us which one of these Dr. Hook songs you want to hear on Flush the Format Friday.
Yeah, Scott with his square head on PLJ.
And I'm John with my big, goofy, disc jockey voice.
Buenos dias, El Diablo.
And let's say good morning to our sidekick, Patty Kushner. Hello, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
How are you doing?
I'll tell you the happy spot on your dial, PLJ.
There is a radio station in New York that we listen to and we goof on so much because what they do is they do this bit on the morning show where it's Flush the Format Friday.
Right.
When, of course, you know by listening that they've already picked out the records that are out of the format that they're going to play.
Yeah, we're going to. And there's still, the mindset is still that the listeners would respond to flushing the format. Like the format, like a listener would even know format is.
Well, you should flush the format of that station.
Absolutely. But, you know, but even using that word, you know, flush the format. Hey, listen, we're departing from a format.
Ooh.
Today. Call us crazy.
Turn it on today. And this is a big discussion. Which Dr. Hook record do you want to hear? Now, because our show is so cutting edge, we're going to throw this out right now, and we're going to let you decide, because we are radio rebels, which Dr. Hook record do you want to hear this morning on PLJ? You got they got the reverb turned up way loud. Good morning, Scott and Todd. Hey, there's another vote for She Was Only 16.
Oh, we are controversial.
Hey, here's something you don't hear on a morning show. Here's the Bee Gees with Stayin' Alive on Flush the Format Friday.
We're flushing the format and playing oldies. Yeah, because we're just hog crazy.
We're naughty. We're controversial.
And you know, it's so goddamn predictable.
It is.
That it's almost worth listening to because it's bordering on so bad
It's good.
I love that. I love that so bad. It's good because you can be entertained. It's fantastic.
You definitely can. We'll flush the Format Friday.
Oh, slow us down.
This is the day when we're just telling the boss to go to HG Double Toothpicks.
I tell you, we don't care, even though we prearranged the songs that would be selected on Flush the Format Friday. But we're crazy rebels because we asked if we could flush it.
Now, I know that we're telling you that we're going out on a limb and saying, call for your favorite Dr. Hook song, but what you don't know is that we've already done audience research to determine that the only piece of crap Dr. Hook song you'll tolerate listening to is Sylvia's Mother. So we're going to throw out the other two, and you know what? We're not even really going to answer the phones when we say call for your favorite, and then we're going to announce that you, the stupid listeners, have selected Sylvia's Mother.
But please observe how happy we feel, and happy we are, even though we are so damned bored.
Well, how can you be bored on Flush the Format Friday?
Oh, that's right. I lied!
Because today's the day when all the rules go right out the window on PLJ.
Got him, Todd, and hi, Patty.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Patty Kushner, what's happening with the eye in the sky?
Super to see ya.
Got something right now. You might remember this band from 1972, a little thing called Precious and Few by Climax.
I'm
going to play that this morning for you on Flush the Format Friday. And listen, for all you firefighters out there, this is for those who serve. Andrew Gold, thank you.
Yeah, the moment.
Being a friend.
The moments we two can share. I'll tell you right now, I certainly hope you can share at least the beginning part of your weekend with Scott and Todd and PLJ.
And Flush the Format Friday.
Super.
Because today's the day. What we've done is barricaded the studio doors. They're not coming in. They can't tell us what to do. Today, we're wild men.
I'm Scott here. Listen, when I first came up with the idea of Flush the Format Friday, the program director thought I was insane.
Hey, this is Todd. Scott, don't forget, you are the program director.
That's right. Hey, it's all figured out now. It's all a big pile of BS.
Because we're rebels.
They're crazy.
We're rebels right now. I want to tell you, we've got a stack of records here that we picked out last week to play for you this morning, but we're going to try to make it sound very spontaneous.
I tell you, if I portray myself as a rebel, maybe you won't observe that I'm simply a control freak.
And if you were to see the way we actually look, what with me, Scott Shannon, with my sculptured face, my face that's had more plastic surgeries than Joan Collins, and if you were to see my retarded, mutated-looking partner, Todd, you know the last thing we are is rebels. We long to fit into normal society, but we can't.
We're just so darn funny-looking that we're going to flush our format today. Wow, I'll tell you. Yeah, I'm Scott, and I've got a real square jaw. It's perfectly square. It was cut that way.
Hi, I'm Todd, and I'm the guy who yucks it up in the background and says, Scott, you the man. And I also like telling you it's 8:33, which means you have 27 minutes to get to work by 9. And when you get to work by 9, just 8 hours until the start of your glorious weekend here on PLJ.
That's right. Tried and true radio rules together forever
on Flush the Format Friday.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, we're naughty. We don't care what they say. They can't tell us what to play today.
You know, the program director was telling me, I was talking to myself the other day.
Jesus, they yuck more on PLJ than they do on CBS FM.
Amazing.
They really do.
Absolutely.
They really, really do.
All right.
Is this the guest? Hold on. Hello. Is this the guest? Might be. Hello. Is this the guest?
Don and Mike, hello.
Mystery guest?
Nope, this is not the mystery
Don and Mike?
Guest. Nope, not the mystery guest. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Guys.
Yeah, welcome to Flush the Format Friday.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you about it.
Thank you. Hey, listen, I know exactly who the guest is.
Today's guest?
Today's guest. I know who it is. I know who she is. She's an E-celebrity, without a doubt.
Go ahead.
Ann DeSalvo.
Who is Ann DeSalvo?
Ann DeSalvo is a little-known actress.
All right, well, I've never heard of Ann DeSalvo. No, your guess is incorrect.
Okay, thanks anyway.
Thank you.
Hey, Scott, Todd, keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks for being so darn confident.
Hey, I'm happy to do it.
Thank you. Got that Dr. Hook record coming up for you.
Oh, good.
A Dr. Hook record that you called for. He's crazy, that Dr. Hook. He reinvented himself in the 80s as a disco artist.
Why did they call him Dr. Hook anyway?
But actually, as you know, Scott, it was Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show.
That's exactly what it was. Kind of a Cowboys and Indians type deal.
Speaking of medicine, I think during the next commercial said, Scott, aren't you going to go back to your office and have a glass of medicine?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what keeps Flush the Format Friday fresh.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, man. There's one thing I've been dying to hear is Victor Anus call somebody. Victor Anus and the other.
No need when you got Scott and Todd. We're doing it for you right now.
You know, I'll tell you right now. I think Victor Anus and Pete. What is it? Who's the other guy?
I'm Al Nipple.
I'm Victor. Yeah, we've been replaced by two younger guys, Scott and Todd.
They got a wild, wild format called Flush the Format Friday.
That's right. We threw everything out the window except our computer printout of what we're going to play.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I know who it is.
Come on, it's impossible.
Seriously, you said her first film was in 1981, right?
Yes.
It's Terry Farrell, or Tyra Farrell.
Why did you guess that?
Because I assumed that last week, since you had the guy on from the movie that was on Saturday night, I just looked up to see what movie it was this weekend.
You know, this guy.
Did he get it?
Yeah!
Yes! Yes!
This guy actually figured it out.
Tyra Farrell. She was 1981. She was the receptionist and So Fine.
She was. What did you go to that website where you can find out someone's bio?
Well, I went to the internet database, the internet movie database.
Looked up
White Men Can't Jump.
You know,
and then went down all the women.
You went down on the women?
No, I went down and looked at all the women.
You know, here we are busting balls saying, how could people possibly call? We've not even announced who it is yet. And this guy, you know, you're a good sleuth.
Dude, and I'm getting married 2 weeks. I can use a trip.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, wow.
You won the trip, and now you know what? I'm going to leave you on hold. I'm going to make you interview this bitch because I have no idea who she is.
I don't know either. I mean, is there anything besides, what are the movies she's been in?
White Men Can't Jump.
Didn't see it.
Let's see.
Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Jungle Fever.
She's in this movie called Give Me an F.
School Days. Nuts. Give Me an F. Yeah, she's been in nothing.
Jungle Fever.
She was in one, two, three, four, five, six episodes of ER playing Dr. Sarah Langworthy.
I don't know who that is.
Who knows?
Oh, my God. Can it get any more obscure?
Well, listen, Mike, I told you, once a week we got to do one of these lame-ass interviews to get $16,000 to give away. But because
I'm even trying to remember on ER, and I'm a big fan of ER.
Well, listen, because this guy figured it out, here's what I want you to do. I just want you to say that you're Don and Mike's not here today, and you do the interview. You got to talk to her for 5 minutes, okay?
Oh, man, you're killing me.
No, come on. You can do it.
Okay.
You figured out who she was. Jesus, I don't know. And I got her name right in front of me, dude.
Dumb luck.
You have won a trip for two incidentally, to the Isle of Bali Resort in Orlando, Florida.
Mm.
Your trip includes round-trip air and two nights hotel, courtesy of Visit Florida, for a free Florida vacation guide. Kick on FLAUSA.com. Watch Biography all premiere June on A&E. A&E presents a new biography every night in June at 8 on A&E.
Thank you.
Now, you do this interview, and I'll give you the prize from TNT, too, and qualify you to win the $16,000.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Okay, but you gotta talk to this lady for 5 minutes and keep it interesting.
I'll do my best.
Okay, hold on.
Fantastic.
All right, now, where is she? We're ready.
Is she here?
I don't know.
Ready to go? Is she coming in, or is she calling us up?
Well, that would be the Minister of Information that would have that, right?
He's on line number one. Hey, Robbie, just run next door and find out what the deal is. Because we've waited long enough for this girl.
Yeah. Anything else besides what you mentioned?
Yeah. I'm giving you the highlights, man.
That's
I'm giving you the movies you would have heard of. Poetic Justice.
No.
You must remember this TV movie.
Does anybody remember Dr. Langworthy from ER? Dr. Langworthy.
Exorcist 3.
Oh, my God.
What's the deal, Robbie?
Here comes Bobo.
Hello? Charlie's been trying to call her for about 10 minutes, but she's not where she's supposed to be, but he's staying on it, so.
Oh, maybe we won't be able to interview her. Oh.
Well, yeah, find out what the deal is, because we're ready to do it now. I mean, we do have a real legitimate guest coming up in a minute, Bob Costas from the NBA Finals, and then we got, like, Jeopardy stuff to get to. So either this lady calls us now, or
this is our window.
Right. I mean, we slowed the show down.
Line one.
Line one? Okay. How do I conference these together? Hold on. First, let me get this guy. Okay, are you ready to do the interview? Hey, are you there? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Here she is. Here is, you figure your name out, Tyra Farrell. Are you ready?
Yeah, go.
Okay, Mike and I won't say anything. Go ahead.
Tyra.
Hi.
Tyra, hi. It's Don from Don Mike Show. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Mike had to step out for a second, so it's just going to be me and you for a couple minutes.
Sounds good.
So, how are you today?
I'm great.
So,
how are you today?
Oh, I can't complain. So you're going to be on TNT this weekend, huh?
Yeah.
So what was it like to be with Woody Harrelson and, oh man, name slips my mind now.
Wesley
Snipes, that's right. Yeah, big
and
bad.
Rosie Perez.
Man,
yeah.
Man, how could you stand her?
What do you mean?
In that voice. Man, it kills my eardrums every time I hear her.
You guys doing better than we do.
She's a lot of fun.
Is she?
Yeah, I mean, what was so great about that movie, and I think the reason why it's a classic now, is because it was so real. The actors
This is really tight. The boring type of interview that TNT wanted done with this lady anyway.
She's doing a good job. People outside of work, they are very real people.
Wish I had my snoring sound effect.
So could
they
really play basketball, or were they stunt doubles?
No, they were very good.
Were they?
They were very, very good players. I mean,
he's talked to her for 1 minute now.
They
practiced
a lot, and they, you know, hit the baskets a lot. They did everything really, really well. So they were good players, those guys.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So we were looking at your film history and looking at, like, Boys in the Hood and Jungle Fever. Done a lot of interesting and different things.
Yeah, I have.
And you were on ER, too.
Right.
And we were trying to struggle a little bit there for ER. When were you on...
The first year.
This is how we should handle all of these interviews.
Absolutely.
Sort of a love interest for Eric LaSalle.
You don't know how clever this guy was.
I was the head surgeon.
To figure out who this lady is.
And how was that? What was it like being on that show?
It's a quality show. I mean, the movies that you've mentioned, and one of them.
To figure out who she is.
I'd say I'm pretty blessed to have done shows that are, you know, really good work, and the work and the quality of the producers, the writers, the directors, and the actors.
This is a real Flush the Format Friday thing.
Heavyweight.
I mean, this really is.
Work and their dedication. So that was a lot of fun working there with Clooney, before Clooney became
Clooney.
Knew. You know, he cracked a lot of jokes.
One more minute, and time's going to be up on this
very
exclusive interview.
Show, and Spielberg was around a lot, so it was fun.
So how do you think the show progressed, you know, now in the way it is now? I mean, do you like it? Do you think it's the same way, or?
Westwood One should give this guy his own show.
Here.
You know, I'm a mother and and a housewife and stuff like that, so I don't have a lot of time for a lot of TV and news.
I'm going to break in now and say that, Don, you have to go.
On it, right. And from what I can see and what I hear, I mean, it's doing really well. I mean, the audience
Don?
Love it.
Don?
Yes.
Hello,
yes, Charlie.
This is Charlie, the producer. I'm sorry about
that. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, how are you doing, honey?
Okay.
Listen, we have to do a break now. I'm sorry because you called a few minutes late. Don, you must take a break now.
Okay. All right.
I didn't call a few minutes late, did I?
Yes, you were supposed to be on at 4:15.
Don't worry about him. He likes to bust on the guests.
Oh.
Well, actually, you're supposed to be on at 4:10, really.
Well, why didn't you call me on time?
Because I am a retard. My name is Charles Broyhill, and I want to say to the world that I am really retarded. I'm not kidding about that.
I had a feeling about that.
I have mental deficiencies.
Well, Tyra, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. We'll definitely catch you on TNT this weekend.
Yeah, well, everyone sit down, enjoy it, and just relive it. It's a good movie.
Well, great. Well, thanks for your time. You have a good weekend.
Bye.
Hey,
wow. Hey, listen. Hey, you are all right, pal.
Yeah. You did okay,
buddy.
You
are all right. Way to go.
Good
that was
job.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah,
you
really
did.
I'm looking at the watch going, please, God, let this pick up. Please.
Great job.
I'm thinking you guys are going to leave me hanging out there like you do to everybody else.
No, you did a great job.
No,
you deserve all the credit in the world.
You got us out of a bind, and you figured out who that crazy bitch was.
So listen, enjoy your trip to Florida.
Thanks.
But wait, there's more. You've also won a gourmet basket, courtesy of TNT.
Awesome.
Don't miss White Men Can't Jump, Saturday night, 8, 7 Central, only on TNT. And now, you're qualified to win TNT's Saturday Night New Classic Live, the Music You Love payoff prize of $16,000 in birthday wishes. We're giving away 16 grand on the 4th of August. Every week, one person qualifies, and you're the qualifier this week. Thank you. Excellent job.
Excellent. Thank you, guys.
Very, very good. Figuring out who she was. Even better, thank you for doing that interview with us.
You earned that.
Charlie, she knew you were retarded. I know. We got to take a break. Is Costas coming next?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, we'll be right back.
live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Right, live we are, still waiting on Robert Costas.
Very exciting to have Bob Costas on the
show. Hold on, it just put on my screen. The great Bob Costas is online too right now.
Cool.
Let's talk to him now. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Bob Costas, everybody.
Yeah. Bob Costas, it's great to have you on the show again.
Thank you.
Hey, Bob. Loved your baseball book. Really,
thank you.
Really, really did. You know, Bob Costas, when I first saw his new book about baseball, it's a teeny little book.
Right.
It's not like one of these big 500 pagers. And
does it have pictures?
Just a picture of Bob on the cover.
Okay.
Right. And as you open it up...
Playing third base, oddly enough, in street clothes at Busch Stadium.
And you open it up, and what it really is it's Bob Costas just telling you everything that's wrong with baseball and how to fix baseball. What kind of response did you get from the people in baseball with the stuff you wrote?
Well, it's interesting. I just got a call today from Andrew Zimbalist, who's an economist at Smith College up in New England, who has been relied upon by the Players Association for a number of years as an economic analyst. And he's trying to put together a panel sometime after the baseball season concludes of baseball people, Players Association people, owners, people in management, and myself to discuss some of the points in the book and some of the points that they might want to make about the state of baseball. So I know it's sparked some discussion. I know that Don Fear has read the book. The Players Association's counterproposal to baseball's realignment plans is virtually identical to the plan I suggest in the book. Maybe that's coincidence, but I hadn't heard anything like it until the book was published. I know that there's been discussion about it around the commissioner's office, though I haven't heard anything officially from Bud Selig. I sent him a lovely personally inscribed copy. Maybe he'll have something to say when I see him at the All-Star game. I've heard from a lot of owners, a lot of general managers, players, people within the game. There's interest in the book, and the response from the public has been greater than I ever would have imagined. The feedback has really been great.
Well, you know what it is? It's all common sense stuff.
How do you line up on interleague play? How do you feel about that? I'm curious what your thoughts are on that.
You know, I think interleague play can be fine if it's properly formatted. But like everything else in baseball these days, the tail wags the dog. They just want to change for change's sake,
right?
Declare it progress, and say that anyone who points out any of the flaws in it is just a traditionalist, which of course baseball is schizophrenic about. When it serves their purpose, they revel and wallow in tradition.
Right.
You know, the 100 greatest players, the scene at Fenway Park with Ted Williams.
Sure.
They'll sell you season tickets with sepia-toned pictures of all the greats of the past and violin music of fathers walking through meadows with sons playing catch. But when they want to do some harebrained thing and someone points out how stupid it is, he's just a traditionalist.
Hey, forget about it.
So my thing with interleague play is this. If it was formatted in a way where it was cycled around, the idea that the Orioles should always play the Phillies or the Yankees should always play the Expos, like people are panting to see that, just because they're in the same time zone or corresponding division,
sure,
is crazy. And I even think playing Yankees-Mets every year or Cubs-White Sox every year is a mistake because the novelty goes away. I think it should be done sparingly so that it's still special each time and the distinctions between the leagues are not blurred.
Bob, were you like me? Were you ready to puke? Did you see the San Diego Padres when they wore their camouflage uniforms?
You know, I missed that. I've been so wrapped up in the NBA, I missed it.
It was around the time, it was a tribute to the veterans of Desert Storm.
Yeah, they actually wore camouflage.
No, they didn't.
They did. Bob, I swear to God. And when they were in the outfield, it was like they were only playing with six guys because you couldn't see the guys in the outfield. I swear to God.
You know, that's great when they try the hidden ball trick.
That's right. It's lost.
Bob, of course, is in L.A. to do the next game of the finals, which is tonight. I know that you have to be unbiased at all, but really, Rick Smith's no chance against Shaq, right?
No chance defensively against Shaq. No one can stop him, but Sabonis at least has the bulk to jostle with him a little bit, to deny him position at least part of the time. And as Doug Collins pointed out, not only did Mike Dunleavy have a good scheme, but you have to have the personnel to execute it. And with guys like Scottie Pippen and Rasheed Wallace, they have those quick, long, long-armed, agile guys who can drop down to help Sabonis out and still are quick enough to sprint back out if Shaq passes out of the double to someone on the perimeter. Indiana doesn't have that kind of personnel. To me, the best way that Smits and Perkins can counter Shaq is to make some shots of their own at the offensive end. Smits scored 12 points in game one and could have scored 20 if he hit the kind of open looks that he usually makes.
And one more thing, Bob, this has nothing to do with sports. Are you feuding with David Letterman?
No, why?
Well, somebody told me when I mentioned that we were going to have you on the show, you know, we're up in New York now doing the show because we finally got it clear. Someone said you should ask him that you've refused to go on Letterman the last couple of times. So that's not true?
Oh, totally not true.
All right, well then, let me just...
If Dave asked me to be on the show, I'd be happy to be on the show.
Okay,
in fact,
all right.
That clears that up.
Dave has always been so nice to me, dating back to when I was just starting at NBC. We sort of arrived at the same time, not that they were equally important events. I mean, he's one of the major figures in the history of television, but
right.
The late night show that I did came on after his show, and when I was at NBC, I was a semi-regular, I think, on his program, and he was always extremely kind to me, so no, absolutely not.
Okay. You're a very smart man, Bob. Do you know who actress Tyra Farrell is? Tyra Farrell?
She's not married to
no, not
talk show spieler Scott Farrell.
No, not at all.
Not his sister.
No,
former talk show host, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. What is he doing now?
I think he's doing play by play.
No, he got canned.
He got fired doing the Atlanta hockey.
He's doing wrestling now.
He's doing wrestling. Well,
yes.
There's always wrestling. Right?
Well suited.
Thank you. You've never heard of this actress?
XFL. That's his gig.
There you go.
You've never heard of Tyra Farrell?
No. Who's that?
Good. See, I'm glad to know that we're not the. She's. We just had to have her on the show so we could give away a lot of money from TNT.
Yeah, and we are required to do certain interviews, and we had no idea who she was.
She's an actress who was in the movie White Men Can't Jump.
We just want to make sure we're not all that stupid.
You know, she may be one of those people until she really breaks through, and I'm not saying that I am on the cultural cutting edge any longer, so there are probably a lot of people that are famous in some circles that I'm not that aware of, but she may be one of those people who, if you saw her, you'd say, oh, yeah, I remember her from White Men Can't
exactly
Jump, but the name hasn't set in yet.
And it's one of the disadvantages of radio and not having her in the studio. We weren't able to look at her, so we didn't have any idea who she was.
All right, now listen, this has gone so great with Bob. Let's really ruin it now. Bring Rudy in. Conference
Rudy Martsky.
Oh, God.
Conference on the...
Oh,
here
no.
We go. The human,
oh, God.
The human speed bump joining us right now.
Hello. Here he is, America's guest, ladies and
hello,
gentlemen.
Hello, Rupert.
How you doing, guys?
No, how you doing? Rudy, you know what I'm
saying? Hey, Rudy. Hey.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey, Rudy, how come you don't have anything about Bob in your column today?
Well, because I talked to Doug yesterday. I mean, I can't talk for Bob for 7 games. In fact, I'll have a lot from next Wednesday's column.
Boy,
in fact, I'll review them for it's Monday morning's coming because there'll
Rudy,
be two more games.
Rudy, I got to tell you something. You're kind of nonchalant about this with Bob Costas. I mean, if it's Dick Vitale and you know he buys a new box of Kleenex, I mean you're writing about it in your column.
Well, Bob's a kind of a modest guy, as you can tell.
Sure,
and he doesn't want to be in every column. Then he'd be like Dick Vitale.
Bob, a comment from you?
Well, you know, Dick obviously has Rudy on his speed dial.
Yeah.
If Dick makes an appearance at a Rotary Club in Boca Raton, Rudy knows about it.
Hey, Bob, you don't
need for Rudy to call me, although I'm always happy to hear from him.
Yeah, no, Dick calls me and lets me know.
You don't know how true that is. Bob, listen, we're going to yell at Rudy for a minute. We'll let you go. Call a great game tonight, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
It's really a
pleasure. See you, Rudy.
Thank
bye.
You.
Okay,
hold
bye.
On. Bob Costas. Man. Bob Costas, always
like
great on the show. Really, I think next to John Madden, they're both the same. They're always giving you the same material.
And they're different. Because
with
Bob Costas, we have to have, like, scholarly conversations, because Bob Costas is a scholarly dude.
Well, he's a bright guy, and we're totally intimidated, and I think it sounds like that.
Who hired him to his first job in television.
There you did, Rudy.
Rudy Martsky did.
There we go.
Right.
Okay.
And you notice
days.
You notice I didn't even try to give Bob Costas the sex quiz.
Yeah, good.
I didn't even try because I want to have Bob Costas back on the show again.
But wait, Don, you'll be glad to know we've got about 3 people left. Rich Eisen. Oh boy, he related back to the ESPN PR guy. He said he was embarrassed and
really
he felt badly about that. And,
F him.
And I told Mike Salty, the PR guy. He said, "Hey, screw Rich."
There you go.
That's right, Rudy.
Yeah. Screw him.
I think we could probably succeed with this show without having Rich Eisen on again.
And listen, for a guy who used to go up on stage, as he told us, and read Penthouse forum letters while imitating Howard Cosell to tell us if he's ever had sex with a girl while she's menstruating, doesn't seem to be
a big deal.
Yeah, tell him to loosen up, Rudy.
Well,
Rudy.
I passed the quiz. Anybody else could take it.
I know you did. Rudy, what do you have for this for us this week, nugget-wise?
Okay, here it is, guys. Those Redskins all excited about signing Deion Sanders? Well, the Cowboys are chuckling down there in Dallas, especially Jerry Jones, because he's gone through all his salary cap problems himself, as have the 49ers. And it turns out that, according to the Cowboys, nobody else offered Deion any kind of really substantial signing bonus. The Redskins didn't have to pay him the $8 million they did. And that's really, if Deion gets injured, and he's always injured, as you know, he never plays three or four games in a row. So, and if he can't play by 2002, it's really going to kill him in the salary cap.
Man, I think you were saying that just the other day about Deion, that you know, this is make or break. If they don't win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years,
no, if they don't win it this year.
This year, you think you're going to go that far?
Sure, if the Redskins don't win it this year, you know, Danny. Well, can everybody.
Danny. Sit down, Daddy.
All right, Rupert, thank you. Good poll with Bob Costas today.
Okay, we'll get another big one for you guys, you know, coming up a couple weeks. And hey, I thought Bob was pretty good. It's a game day. He started having his game face on, but Don, you got him on his favorite subject, baseball.
Well, listen, I did read that book he wrote. That's a pretty good book. Hold on, Rudy. Hold on, please. Just a second. Rudy Martsky from USA Today.
Yeah. You know, I almost thought when you said hold on that you were going to give us another treat. I thought you were going to
No. That was yesterday, Mike.
Very good.
And I don't know what it was yesterday.
And now nothing today.
Yeah, I got nothing.
It's a dry hole today.
I'll give you one update, though, if it means anything to you.
Uh-huh.
The underpants that I was wearing yesterday...
Uh-oh. They've been thrown away?
They were left in the hotel room when I checked out today.
Oh, the next time that happens, I mean, you know, put it in a bag, we'll send it right out to the fan.
I did put them in in one of those plastic bags that they supply you with in the hotel for your laundry.
You didn't just leave it on the bed?
No, they put it way on the bottom of the trash can.
Some lucky housekeeper, you know, said,
I did! All right, thank you, Rudy. Thank you, Bob Costas. We're up on a break. We'll be right back.
With the fever, Hats and Ben David, Slack, 30 packs of Stroll, 30 packs of...
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City.
Right
here, Don and Mike.
Right, here we are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the web right now at www.2exposed.com.
Lots of interesting pictures.
Well, you can click either on the picture of Charlie Broyhill with the penis mask on.
Right.
Or you can click on the picture of Frida, and you will see... Frida sitting in a chair with Lorenzo.
Wonderful.
The stripper in front of her.
Lorenzo, and we want to say hi to Lorenzo's sister.
Then you scroll down, and there's a picture of Frida laying on the floor with she's draped in dollar bills, and she has Lorenzo's tie on.
It was a wonderful birthday celebration.
Yeah, and then you scroll down a little farther, and you see a picture of Lorenzo humping Lisa. You see Lisa's tennis shoes up in the air.
Way up in the air, she's relaxing.
And then the final picture, and I would like to point out to anybody that goes to the website, the final picture is not my lovely wife, Frida, who I'm still currently pissed at over our argument.
Who is the...
The final picture is Lisa, and what she is doing
Lisa
is...
Lisa kind of took over your wife's birthday celebration.
She is putting a dollar in the... genital area
with her mouth.
Yes, of Lorenzo's very tight underpants.
I remember it was a very special moment for Lisa.
So the pictures of Frida's birthday are finally up on the web at www.2exposed.com.
Wonderful.
And I'm pretty sure that the Homo Joe Beach House pictures are going to be up there soon also.
And of course, there's a little Charlie Broyhill there too, right?
Yes. Yeah. You can click
still there with his ass.
Yeah. You click on the picture of Charlie wearing the penis mask and you get to see his bruised ass.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Bruised ass.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, boo-boo.
No, this is not the original guy.
This is a fake boo-boo.
Not the right guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hi. Don and Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Kayola Cohen from Greenville, South Carolina.
Kayola?
Yes, sir.
Kayola. What kind of name is Kayola?
It's just basically a nickname.
A nickname?
Yeah.
What's your real name?
Carol. Carol Keola.
So you're little Keola.
Yeah.
Your daddy give you that nickname?
Just friends.
Ah, where's my little Keola? Keola. My God, Keola. Well, come on down. Can you bring those grades up a little bit?
The reason I'm calling.
Yes, Keola.
About that contest that you were having.
Yes, that contest.
The pregnancy contest.
Yes, the contest. That is on Monday. We are having a studio full of pregnant women.
That is going to be an incredible contest.
This Monday.
Uh-huh.
Big contest.
And guess what I'm supposed to be having?
How many contestants?
I think we have right now 19 contestants signed up for the pregnant bikini contest.
That's wonderful. It's going to be a great contest.
Well, I'm pretty huge now. That's all I can say.
How are you now?
Well, the 4th of July.
All right, 4th of July. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Keola.
Okay.
Was that what you were calling?
Yeah, just to sign up for the pregnancy contest.
Oh, no, you'd have to be in D.C. on Monday.
Uh-huh, I'm coming through there then.
Oh, you are?
Uh-huh, I'm going on my way back down to Florida.
Well, then, listen, if you want to come by the WJFK broadcast headquarters on Monday,
we'd love to have Keola.
We'd be glad to sign you up.
Okay.
Do you have a bikini?
Oh, yes.
Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
I am Sally Fields.
Sally Fields.
Jackson and Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, Keola.
Like. Wow. All right. Hey, Keola.
Uh-huh.
Be sweet.
Oh, I will.
All right.
I'm a long-time listener, but this is my first-time caller.
Thank you, honey. Contestant number 20.
That is wonderful.
For the Pregnant Bikini Contest. That is on Monday's episode.
It will be a great show.
And nothing better when you're 8 months pregnant than a nice car ride. A nice car ride all the way from Carolina to D.C.
Sure. Well, you know, she could be mountain climbing.
See you Monday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air.
I called to let you know who Tyra Farrell is.
Huh. Well, she's some lady who was in White Men Can't Jump.
Well, yes, but I went to college with her.
Did you really?
Yes, and back then she was just a cheerleader named Tyra Rasmus.
You know, somebody who works here at WNEW told me during the break that she is a grade A POA, that the one role that was not on the sheet that we read was the Eddie Murphy movie where Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall play those guys from Africa? Coming to America? She played Eddie Murphy's girlfriend.
Oh, that is
in that
she's
movie.
A turbo hot.
And that's the one thing that
wasn't hired for.
Oh, that was not? Oh, your phone!
Oh, I hate those cell phones.
Yeah. All right, I'm going on what somebody here told me. This is entirely possible they're wrong, but they might be right. Of course, it's the same person that told me to ask Bob Costas why he's feuding with David Letterman.
There you go. You can't believe everything you hear.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Daddy, you son of a bitch.
Now,
where's my pony?
Catherine, don't speak to your daddy like that, please.
Why don't you have another drink, Daddy?
Now stop it. Catherine.
Italian restaurant and I didn't get a pony.
Catherine, you're not getting a pony. Catherine, stop it. Please.
Catherine, this is Uncle Don. Your daddy is bringing you a pony tonight.
Oh, thanks a lot. Now I've got to go get a pony.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, the actress was Sherry Headley.
Call Buzz's wife. Buzz said if he wanted a mule,
right,
his wife would have a mule waiting for him at home.
Buzz, I don't want a mule. I want a pony.
Well, if she's hearing this, there'll be a pony at your house by the time you get home.
Fantastic. Where are we going to put it?
Right. Who's the girl who was in the Eddie Murphy movie?
Sherry Headley.
Oh,
Headley?
So it wasn't... What's her name?
Sarah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank Sherry.
Appreciate it. Thank
Headley.
You. Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, that girl in the Eddie Murphy movie, whoever she is, whatever the name just was, she is a POA.
And where's she been? I haven't seen her in anything recently.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Would you guys enjoy playing the penis game with me?
The penis game? What is the penis game?
I say penis, you try to say it louder until we out-scream each other.
Ah, that's just a fantasy you have.
No,
so.
I'm sorry.
Penis.
No,
I'm not going to
do it.
No, no,
no, we're not going to do it.
Penis.
No, you behave yourself.
Penis.
No.
Penis.
We're not playing
penis,
your little
penis,
game.
Penis.
We're not going to do it.
Penis?
No. Is this the nipple guy?
Penis.
Is this the nipple guy?
Maybe.
Yeah,
this is the nipple guy. And he's really also the sex guy.
Right.
I just wanted to call. I'll get off now.
Are you living with your parents?
Yes.
Okay, that explains it.
We've got to meet you someday.
I was wondering how he was making a living, you know, how he was getting by, I guess, mom and dad. That's it.
All right, nipple guy, penis guy.
I'm sorry. I'll stop now.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to play. That's okay.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, babies.
Goodbye.
Bye, babies.
He likes to say nipple to us. He likes to say penis. He just called us babies.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I got to tell you what a ball buster Charlie Broyhill is.
Oh, really? You got to
tell me?
Sorry about that.
First of all, you
got to tell us.
It's a miracle that I got through to tell you this because he's taking the calls today.
Yeah, right. I know.
And I must have called 10 times today to get through to you guys. And, you know, I wanted to talk to you about legitimate stuff, and I'd be in the middle of my sentence, boom, I get hung up on.
Let me tell you one thing about Charlie Broyhill, okay? He's very impolite. He's an impolite young man.
I thought today at lunch, I really thought Mike was just going to smack him.
Yeah, we were going back and forth. We were going back and forth. Yeah. When we got our fortune, you want? Let me tell you what Charlie Broyhill did, okay? This is what Charlie Broyhill did.
Oh, with the fortune cookie.
Okay. We got our fortune cookies, and we were all playing along, being good guys, just like the fags that we are. We're reading each other's fortunes. We're very excited about this. And Charlie Broyhill opens up the fortune, and he says, you know what this says? This says, you are an ass. And he's looking right at me.
Oh, no. I didn't say you are. It said to suck.
Oh, yes.
Suck his ass.
Suck his ass. That's what it said. Yes.
But didn't you break his fortune cookie?
And then he broke it.
You know why?
That's before you said suck the ass.
Shut up. You know why?
Don't tell me to shut up.
You know why?
Why'd you break my
fortune? You ate my lychee nut.
Oh, I did. That's right.
You did.
Yeah, we were fighting all during lunch.
You deserved it.
Listen to these two idiots. And you'd never had a lychee nut before.
You ate a nut.
You ate my lychee nut. You ruined my fortune.
Well, Charlie, you deserve to have your nuts eaten. Let me tell you.
Oh, my God. What's happening to this show?
He is killing me. I'm telling you. I just try to get through. You know that guy that figured out Tyre Farrell?
Yes.
Well, I figured out. I called before that, and I said that other person's name, who was Ann DeSalvo, and you said, who the hell is that? She's on the Friday night TNT movie. So I figured out the same thing that guy did.
Goodbye.
And then I...
Please, goodbye. And as far as that lychee nut, Charlie, you lost again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi there.
Hey, I have got
I'm mad at you, Mike.
What?
I'm mad at the nut.
There you go.
You guys are so awesome. I got a fart website that I think you're going to get a real kick out of. It allows you to create a fart, customize each fart you want, and then it plays it for you.
Hold on a second. There's a whole other byplay happening here in the studio right now.
Uh-oh.
Wait. What did you just do to Mike?
He broke my chair.
How did he break your chair?
He made it go down. He dropped the adjustment.
He just hit the button that made it go down.
He's really wearing me out, Don. He's really wearing me out, Don.
Not today, Mike.
You know, Don, I'm just trying to work with him. And he's really, really... I tell you, Charlie's hat is way today, baby.
You should have seen these guys at lunch.
Yeah.
that Mike won't share the food with Charlie.
That's right, Charlie's, I got his lychee nut.
Charlie has busted Mike's ball, telling him he's going to have a heart attack. Mike's looking back at Charlie to F you. Charlie says the fortune's lychee nut. Charlie smashes Mike's fortune
takes
cookie.
Takes his fist, smashes it so hard that the plastic comes off of the fortune cookie, and I'm dealing with crumbs.
What a grand show it was.
I look forward. That's the best moment in a Chinese restaurant for me is when the fortune cookies come.
I did offer you mine.
I know, you were very nice.
I said, here, take mine.
But I'm superstitious that way. We all have to have our own.
Yes. Yeah, like those fortunes really, really matter.
Mine said you'll learn something new every day. And it's true, I do. Amen.
Hello.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I've got a fart website that I think you're going to really enjoy. It allows you to create a fart. You can change the link, the sound, the everything about it, and then it plays it for you. It's like unlimited.
I think that we like the natural ones the best.
I think they have
to be natural.
Yeah,
that's the cool thing.
I think a good fart, you don't do anything. It's like a fine meal.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know what happened to the last phone screener that was rude to the fans? I think his name was Mikey Rockhead.
That's very true.
That's true.
That's very true. And not to mention the fact that my wife thinks that Charlie Broyhill should be fired today. So that's another vote against him.
Count my vote. Hey, Toya is nice to me, though.
Wonderful. Goodbye. Good for you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah. Don, I was in the Chinese restaurant, and I picked up your fortune cookie right behind you there, and your fortune was... You will be divorced by midnight.
No, God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Eerie. No, my fortune cookie said you will die in a plane crash. However.
Oh, my God. Now you're scaring the guys.
Your wife will feel guilty.
That's right.
That's good.
Make it worth it for me. That'd be a good trade-off.
Sure.
What the hell am I going to do if that happens to you guys?
Hello, Don, Mike show.
Hello, guys. I would just like to thank you for that visual. Mike owes Charlie a nut. Thanks a lot.
There's some strange people calling us.
Sure are. Hello
really,
there.
Really weird.
Don and Mike show.
telephone.
No, how can that be?
I'm picking out a line with someone calling us, all right?
Hello. You've reached the Charlie Broyhill hotline. Charlie can't come to the phone right now because he's rude.
Not in Mike's show.
Hello?
For goodness sakes, hello. You're on the air.
Don and Mike!
Yes!
Hey, that day you guys were cutting those bumpers with Dude Walker?
Yes.
Hey, I was J-O, and these bumper brainstorms were just hitting me. I was just rattling them off one after another.
While you were J-O-ing?
Yeah, they were like, Don and Mike!
All right, thank
very
you,
good.
Sir.
Thank you so
hey,
much.
Hey.
Yeah.
We'll linger with you.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Daddy, mommy's dancing with the man who brought me a swing set.
Stop it. That'll be quite enough.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You?
Yeah, I know who that was.
Please turn down your radio.
Got it. It was Joe Mama.
Oh, boo.
Got your phone number.
Yep, don't worry.
Got your phone number.
Everything will be taken care of in the long run.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Huh? What am I doing here? What am I doing wrong? Hello?
Hey, Don Mike Show?
Yes, radio show. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Going great, my friend.
Do you realize that if you would have gave your fortune cookie to Mike, he would have died in a plane crash?
There's a lot of stream of consciousness out there.
Hold on.
It's frightening me.
I might have something for you.
There you go. Just in. First of the day. Well, I had the first one of the day. That counts.
Yeah.
You bet it does.
That totally counts.
You bet it does. That fart was brought to you by the best cigars on the planet, Egars.com.
Egar!
That means I now have a two-day farting streak going on this
show. That is fantastic.
Keep the record of that, Head.
And, you know, this could be the start of something big.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call. We got to do a break. Hello?
Hi. I'm trying to reach Don.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, this is Becky Roberts. I'm calling from the United States Office of Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes, hello.
Hi, we got a message from our office in England yesterday that sounded kind of strange. We were just calling to make sure that...
This is 100% fake call.
You are such a liar!
100% fake call.
But it was a nice effort, man.
I love you guys.
Good. We love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Okay. This is Becky Roberts and the... What's the format?
Friday. I'm Scott.
And I'm Todd.
Wow, listen, coming up now, which Dr. Hook song do you want to hear?
I tell you, are we going out of our minds or what?
Let's clear these lines and get a call 100 with a prize package selected especially for you on a shot at five bills with the Secret Sound. Secret Sound number 3 online right now. Good luck. Phone number 877-365-3636.
You love to make them hit you, John and Mike.
You do.
Oh, you do indeed.
We want to listen to the O.J. tapes here in a moment.
We have the tape, huh?
Yes. We've heard everything he has to say, but you got to hear him say it himself.
Excellent.
And at least a couple of the freaky people.
I came up to see us today at NEW. We got to bring you in.
Very good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am calling 100.
Right. Yes, you are. What's your name,
excellent,
please?
Excellent. My name is Joe.
Excellent.
Hello, Joe.
Where are you from, Joe?
Herndon.
Herndon, VA. Joe, call 100. You have won a pair of tickets to go to Paramount's King's Dominion on Wednesday, June 21st, on the Homo Joe Anal Express. Paramount's King's Dominion now open daily. Check out the new Nickelodeon Central with 5 new attractions, but wait, there's more. You've also won the Sex and the City prize pack, Sex and the City this weekend on HBO, and you won the Fight Club DVD, now available, 2-disc DVD with commentary by Pitt and Norton, and we thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Yes, please.
$500 American online, Secret Sound number 3. I hope you've heard the sound, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, beautiful. We'll play it for you now. Give you 15 seconds to ponder your answer. It's ponderous, effing ponderous. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Donald Duck Big O. You don't like it? Bob Goulet?
Hank Hill.
Yeah.
All right.
You got it.
Hank Hill, thank you, and we wish you good speed.
Caller, name this sound.
There is the sound. I think he's a Donald Duck O. He's a once in a while wild card.
I'm just a little worried about Hank. We'll see what happens.
But Hank Hill always is good.
Oh!
Yeah!
Barely.
I know, you almost didn't make it.
Barely.
But you came through.
I did indeed.
Came through with a clutch.
All right.
What's the sound for $500?
Is it a light switch?
Is it a light switch?
Now, Rob. Oh, we're sorry.
Rob, that's a very unfair response for that individual.
Rob is just sitting here flipping you off right now.
Rob did not like your guess.
That is not an awful guess. Rob, that is not worthy of you giving this guy the double flip.
Yeah, it is. Try a little harder, sir. We're doing our best here for you.
All right, I don't think that was that bad a guess. Right. Hold on. And don't forget that every guess
is a clue for you.
Okay. Listen, before we get to the Friday favorite, Low Budget Jeopardy, which is coming right up.
Yes.
And then we have the OJ tapes to get to, and then the Buzz, and then, wow, I get to go home.
lucky you.
Outbreaks of food fighting at a Louisiana prison are being curtailed thanks to something called prison loaf.
Prison loaf.
Now, according to officials at the Louisiana State Penitentiary, prison loaf is a meal made from ground-up leftovers and shaped into a loaf.
Oh, that is gross.
Anything and everything.
Prisoners who fling food at mealtime are forced to eat the revolting mess.
Have some prison loaf.
Which is said to resemble dog food.
Oh, God.
Now, we have a phone number of the staff officer from the prison who actually invented prison loaf.
Hey, here's a nice guy.
I know it's a she.
Oh, it's a lady. Ooh.
And she insists that prison loaf is not bad.
Hell hath no fury.
It's healthy since it's made from nutritious foods like spaghetti, salad, meat sauce, and bread.
Oh, and bread.
And bread.
All in a bucket with eggs on top.
Let's call right now.
Hello, boys. Have some prison loaf. This has become a traditional punishment now for prisoners.
Yeah, really?
Around the country.
You know what? I can't dial. I got to get one of these lines to clear for me.
But you know, if you don't want to eat it, you don't eat it. Right? I mean, if you're in the prison and, I mean, do you have to wait? Will they go months? Hey, until somebody eats this stuff?
Hold on. I can't make an outgoing call on line 5 or line 6, so we have to clear through the request lines so I can make a long-distance call.
We're trying to call out, sir, to a prison.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
Listen now, the state of Virginia has something way worse than that.
I know this sounds retarded, but we need you to hang up so we can use this line to make the call.
But I am curious to know what the state of Virginia has.
Right.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, please, and then hang up immediately.
Okay, the state of Virginia has, they take like vegetables and just a bunch of nasty, non-tasting stuff, and they bake it in bread pans until they bake it for like hours and hours until it's completely odorless and tasteless.
Okay, thank you. Hang up now, please.
Thanks a lot, thanks.
Hang up, please.
Stephanie.
Okay. Hang up. Did he hang up? Okay, no.
Similar deal.
Okay, thank you.
Hang up.
There we go. All right. Now we're calling the lady that invented prison loaf. What state is this?
Louisiana.
Good old Louisiana.
Louisiana, we're calling Angola, Louisiana.
Louisiana.
I know that's retarded the way we had to use the phones there, but I can't. They got some kind of code that you have to use to make a long-distance call when you're calling on the hotline.
We're doing the best we can.
So we have to use the request lines to make our long-distance calls on.
Warden's office daily.
Yes. Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? Is this the prison in Louisiana?
Hang on one second.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
And don't confuse prison loaf with prison love.
Prison love, yeah.
Gordon's office, Stephanie.
Yes, hi, Stephanie. This is the...
He's not here today.
Okay. All right. Delete her voice off, please.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Please delete her voice off.
Ugh. That's it.
Yeah. Christ's sake.
That's a shame. You know, I wanted to hear all about prison love.
To make it impossible to do a radio show around here, we had to delete that out because she said no. She didn't want to be on the radio, even though they sent us a press release to call the prison about the prison.
You know, maybe this weekend I'll make some prison loaf of my own.
Jesus Christ.
And I'll bring it in for all of us to share.
All right, let me, I've always got a backup story for you.
Oh, hold on, I got something else for you.
Here we go. Speaking of backing up,
this is not my skull. Oh, he's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, everybody.
He's back with a vengeance.
Thank you. That fart was sponsored by the best cigars on the planet, egars.com.
That was quality.
I found prison loaf.
Here is the...
Oh, my God. Oh, that's prison loafy.
Well, we had Chinese food today.
And we had Italian food last night.
Here's the backup story, okay? Not much has been heard from the pop band The Barge.
Who?
But, you know, DeBarge.
Oh, DeBarge, all right.
You know, with the rhythm of the night.
Yeah, DeBarge.
But an 18-year-old Texas A&M student is mounting a campaign to have DeBarge's albums reissued.
Oh, good.
Let's call her. but we again have to clear out a line to make this phone call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. This is my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I know who that Kyra girl is or that Tyra lady.
Thank you. Would you hang up, please, so we can use this line to make a call?
Please hang up right now. We need to use this line.
No problem, Mike.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Please hang up.
Okay, Mike. Why was I the bad guy there? We need you to hang up. Okay, Mike.
Now, look at this. Somebody's called already.
Ah,
I can't clear that line now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to speak with Don and Mike, please.
Hi. Could you please be a friend and hang up so we can use this line to make an outgoing call?
I could do that for you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good guy. And he did it very quickly.
And? Okay. Dial tone, please.
There we are.
Yay!
We got it. It's fascinating watching you do that.
I was hypnotized.
Beautiful.
All okay, right. DeBarge, why? And of course, that's the one question. It's simply why.
Calling Michelle Riggins.
Get on here, Michelle Riggins.
I don't know if she's related to John.
Hello, Mr. O'Meara. How are you with my cowboy hat, my big belt?
She has been a DeBarge fan since the age of three.
Who hasn't?
She claims it. There's all kinds of people who are crazy to find out more about DeBarge.
I, too, have been a DeBarge fan.
Your call is important to us.
Right.
So please leave a message after the tone.
What?
Call's important to us. Please leave a message after the tone. And there's the tone.
Hi. Listen, this is the Don and Mike show, and we're doing our What's the Format Friday when we're playing all El DeBarge records.
El DeBarge is our featured artist today.
Excuse me. I've got another call coming in.
Here's something from El DeBarge.
Excuse me, that was some ass who keeps calling.
Yeah, tell him to knock it off.
That part was brought to you by the best cigars on the planet, eGars.com.
Our salute to El DeBarge continues right now.
That was from the DeBarge album, The Rhythm of My Ass. Listen, really, this is Don and Mike, and we flush our format every day.
Yes.
We're looking to talk to Michelle Riggins,
who loves DeBarge,
about this ridiculous deal with DeBarge.
Our question will simply be, why?
Why? Thank you. Please call us back sometime. Thank you.
Good night and God bless.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Fantastic.
All right. Well, you know, what can I tell you? The prison sent us a goddamn press release.
I know.
We call, the lady's not there, the other lady doesn't want to go on the air, and the DeBarge lady's not there either.
But I'm glad in a small way that we communicated with the DeBarge lady.
Yeah. Hello, Don.
Oops.
Hello.
Well, now you get your dial.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
I like to try Don and Mike Secret Sound.
Well, no, we're not doing the contest now.
Oh, you're not doing it now? No. I don't hear you. I hear you 8 tonight after 7 o'clock.
Oh, you're calling from NEW. Right. No,
yes.
We just did it. Sorry about that.
Oh, you did. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you. And I appreciate all the people from New York that are doing that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
And I hope the people of New York know that they can call us.
Right.
Just to call us about anything. They don't have to call just for the contest.
No, call and talk to us.
Yeah.
We're waiting to believe you.
Yes. Hi there, Don and Mike.
What's up, man?
Hi.
Calling from Lower Alabama.
Really?
Yeah.
Lower Alabama.
That's right, L.A.
I'm from L.A.
What can we do for you?
Hey, look here. I'm an avid listener here lately in the last 2 years.
Yeah,
and
look
I just want to know, Dennis Murphy.
Look at him.
What's the deal with Dennis? I mean, you know, a lot of us, we didn't get involved in the first,
No, you know, we get asked this a lot. Dennis Murphy is not a real person. He's a character. He's made up.
And Dennis Murphy is the character of Dennis Murphy is reinventing himself.
Yeah, so we will have a new made-up character of Dennis Murphy coming up within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's great.
Dennis
Murphy. He's probably going to need some help with that, though. Y'all ought to give him a little help.
All right, do you think I should really let this guy know? You mean you really don't know, and I'll just be honest with you because you're calling from Lower Alabama.
Right.
Maybe you're not as bright as our average listener.
Now, wait a minute now.
You're not aware of the fact that the voice of Dennis Murphy is supplied by Buzz Burbank.
No, I wasn't aware of that. I don't think any of us is, listeners.
Isn't that not a well-known fact?
Everybody that listens to this show, even for a short time, knows that that's one of Buzz's best character voices.
I can't believe you let that go.
Maybe one of his family members coming in there and doing it.
Well, I'll never forget the first time he did that for me when I was writing his news, and it was really hysterically funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, like all his characters.
Buzz came to us and said he has a concept for a character who will be born with Mobius syndrome, have half a tongue,
and
one hand.
And only have one hand.
Right.
And will be a lovable loser who we can try to get laid and stuff like that. And Buzz the Bit's been going on for years now.
My concept was he'd be an accountant and that everybody would want to know him.
Hey, Buzz, don't do the voice, of course, but just give us one of the classic Dennis Murphy lines.
But don't do the voice because it blows the illusion.
Do one of those lines that he gives us all the time.
You mean like, I'm sorry?
Oh, God, you're killing me.
I'm leaving right now. You better not ever come down to L.A.
Y'all are jerking me off. I tell you right now, you better stay out of Lower Alabama.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I talking to Don and Mike?
Yes, you are. Hi there.
Hey, I just want to defend that guy because I didn't know that Dennis Murphy was a made-up voice either.
Well, so now you do.
So don't be so hard on the guy. Because who was at the house that he went to dinner for? Was it Don or Mike?
That was Mike, and that was a big setup where Buzz actually went to Mike's house.
Yeah, we had a wonderful time. I pretended that it was like stressful, and I didn't want him there and all that. But Buzz and I, it was Buzz and Marcia and Laura and myself.
That was hilarious.
I thought that was well known that Buzz is in fact Dennis Murphy. You didn't know that?
No, because I only picked up the show about 4 months ago. So when I picked this up, I was trying to imagine in my mind who this poor bastard was.
You know, something that always disturbs me is Buzz does not get enough credit for his Dennis Murphy impression.
That's all right.
You do a great job with that.
You sure do.
That's nice of you to say.
Hey, that was awesome. Somebody needs to tell OJ that he needs to take a walk because that was totally classless.
I agree. Yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Very clever, boys.
One right after the other.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Next.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Jeff.
Yes, hi, buddy.
It's from Greenville, South Carolina. I was wanting one of the toilet seat, the white one. You guys are supposed to autograph it, though.
Pardon me?
Autographs.
Pardon me?
I am lost.
You forgot about your toilet seat. Your upstairs toilet seat that you won on the contest.
Oh, you never received my toilet seat?
No, I got your toilet seat, but you were supposed to autograph it.
Oh, my God, it wasn't autographed?
No.
I'm sorry. Send it back, and I promise we'll autograph it.
Oh, I'll send it back now.
Okay.
Oh, I met Dennis Murphy. He's a cool guy now.
No. You mean you met Buzz Burbank.
Yeah, sure. That's
right.
It.
There okay. you go.
All right,
oh,
everybody.
Oh, boy. So we're busted.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm trying to speak to Don and Mike.
You're on the air with us right now. Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hold on, please. Mike has a message for you.
Wow, that was recorded.
That part was brought to you by the best cigars on the planet, egars.com.
Oh, yeah! Nothing like a fork, baby! And I was calling because I wanted to tell Charlie I have some leaky nuts.
Leaky nuts is, that's Tom Green's problem.
Hello, last call, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello, you're on the air.
Would you know that I am Dennis Murphy? Not Buzz.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very funny.
Bye, weird lady.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Scary lady.
Okay, time out. You know what? I smell... I'll tell you what I smell right now.
What do you smell right
besides
now?
Besides your fart. I smell there's an Italian in this building.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you. No.
Really?
I know the smell of an Italian.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, there's an Italian in this building right now.
I love the smell of Italian in the morning.
Stand by. We'll bring him in next. We'll be right back.
PK.
Your sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
Okay, really. Whoever's running the board back at the studio right now, first please turn that music down. Please turn it down. Whoever's running the board back at the studio, I don't want them running the board anymore. It's freaking embarrassing. When we go on the road, we come out of a stop set.
I sound like Casey Kasem.
But I mean, I'm serious. We come out of a stop set. We don't play the network rejoiner. You play a tape that you come after the network rejoiner. There's 3 seconds of dead air between the rejoiner and the music. Then the music goes, and the thing that says Don and Mike live from New York, it doesn't come for another 10 seconds.
That's right.
Forget it. Whoever's running the board,
Take them out now. Just please. And if it's Toya, you know, sorry, Toya. Love you, but this is not earn while you learn. This is a goddamn national radio show that's very important to us.
Now, that sounded like Casey Kasem.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm sick and tired. And what happened to the pictures I was supposed to be? So join us Saturday at 2.
2? I'm serious. I want whoever's running it. It's got to be Toya.
Is Don on the phone?
I'm right here, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right across from me. I forgot.
I mean, I don't think we can make it any goddamn simpler.
Like somebody to use his effing brain.
You know, you play the jingle. It says Don and Mike, WJFK. Then you play the green cartridge that says network. Then you play the tape that tells you what it is and has an out cue. Then you play a record and you play another tape.
And we got to sit here and talk about a dog dying.
Really? Take her out of there. I'm serious. It's embarrassing. It's freaking embarrassing. You know, at least when we're at home, I run the board myself. If I F up the board, I'll tell you. But you know what? I don't F up the board that often.
You are magic fingers on the control board. It's
driving me crazy to sit here and hear these abortions when we come out of our stop sets.
A tight board is one of your habits, and I appreciate
really?
That.
It drives me friggin' crazy.
I understand.
Really does. So take her out now. I mean, I want her out of the studio.
It might not be her.
How much you want to bet?
I don't want to bet.
I don't
want to bet.
I'll bet you anything.
I do not want to bet.
It's her. I know it is.
I know.
Whoever's running the board, crack the mic right now. And just say hello.
Oh, God. Oh,
just crack the mic and say hello. Whoever's running the board.
Hello.
No,
I just came in.
Oh, all right.
Thank you,
okay,
Jimmy.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, there we go.
Please. Jimmy, you're the program director. Give me a goddamn board operator who knows how to operate the board. Okay? Train Toya on the Ron and Fez show.
There you go.
Don't train Toya how to run the board on the goddamn number one afternoon show in Washington, D.C. Please.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking her out. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, am I on there?
Yes, you are. Hello.
How are you? Hey.
Hi. Welcome to our happy show.
I want some information about the pregnancy contest.
You can understand how frustrating that is.
I sure do.
We sit here in the studio, and when we leave and we go out of town, we come up to New York to do the show, we make running the show as idiot-proof as possible.
Absolutely.
Yet it's frustrating to hear stuff that sounds like crap because it's reflected back on us.
I understand.
So just take her out of there.
Jesus Christ.
Hello. Listen, yes, the pregnancy card.
Are you pregnant, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Ah. Beautiful. Do you have a bikini?
Yes, I do.
Can you come by on Monday?
Yes, I can.
Then you will be the 21st contestant.
Wow.
For the third trimester bikini contest, which we are having on Monday.
Now, is it like the biggest stomach, or is it just like...
No. It's a beauty contest. It's like everything with the talent competition and everything.
It's very subjective. It's going to be the five of us, Don, Mike, Robbie, Buzz, Charlie. Each of us will vote on not only how big your stomach is, but how beautiful you are.
Absolutely.
In your bikini. And we'll ask you like a stupid Miss America type question, and you have to come up with some type of talent.
How would you pursue world peace?
All right.
Okay. Beautiful. Who's the celebrity you think that you most resemble?
Some people say like Britney Spears, Nick between like Cameron Diaz. I'm young.
Wow. Are you a baby having a baby? How old are you, honey?
Yes, I'm 21.
21. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, legal. She's legal.
She's totally legal.
At least she's not like 16 or something.
That's right.
The only thing is that my baby is kind of small. So, I don't know. I mean, I am 8 months, but some people don't think I'm 8 months.
All right. Well, come on. We got rubber gloves. There's ways we can find out for sure.
Okay.
Hold on. We'll see you Monday.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. Beautiful. Yeah, that's Monday's episode. Look forward to that one.
Hope she doesn't come in with like a lit cigarette in her hand.
Oh, no.
Well, you know.
From the movie, she's old enough to bleed.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's get to the Friday favorite, because I told you, I can smell Italian.
It's the end of now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Oh, I know it is.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
He's wearing his white Peter T-shirt. Actually requested by people who called the show earlier this week.
Hey, are you the ravioli rector, man?
It is my cousin Luigi from the old country.
Maridare testicali, bene, ravolino, basito, e Dani.
Hey, cousin Luigi.
Hey, Musico, lo so.
Okay,
I'll tell you, Danny, Luigi, a person, the English. Ready for my English is
better.
Oh, now, you know what?
Every time.
I'll tell you, every time Cousin Luigi comes in,
Jesus Pumoni.
His English gets better.
Pussy Marsala.
Every time he comes in the studio.
Oh, Pino Grigio. Bene, bene, bene.
Hold on a second, Cousin Luigi. Hold on
a second. I step out of the room. Grazie. Middle of pizza. You know, okay, see you.
All righty.
Okay, hold on.
All right, now, wait a minute. We've been invaded here for
Open
a second.
Open and Anthony, all right.
We've been invaded.
In the middle of our show.
All right, here. You want to take this? There you go.
Sure.
All right, you take that.
Howdy, boys.
All right, hi, guys.
Howdy, boys.
Hi, what's good? Now, I know I've heard about what you boys are up to today.
We are cooking some nice, lovely New York rat today.
Right.
In honor of the Survivor Series, and we thought we'd share with you some delicious rat.
Not a friggin' chance.
Absolutely not. But I will tell you this right now. We have one man who will do this. This man over here. You will not eat rat?
Come on, Rob. Hey, Rob.
Rob, come on, Rob.
Eat the rat.
Eat the rat, Rob.
But I don't think my nutritionist would approve.
All right, Rob is going to eat. All right, that's our assistant producer will eat rat.
Okay.
We will not eat rat.
Eat it, Robbie. Eat the rat.
Here we go.
Rob.
It's protein.
Yeah.
Oh God, how does it taste, Rob? How does
Robbie?
It taste?
Robbie?
Tastes like chicken.
All right, get out of here.
All right, get the hell out of here, right now.
Jesus Christ.
All right, fantastic.
Wow.
There we go.
You know, they said we were coming up here. Good luck finding a bad meal in the city of New York. Lucky me.
Well, that's the reason. The only way we're going to have our freak show out today.
Right.
As it turns out, Opie and Anthony already.
Hey,
we're using
the F go on.
I'm sorry you're pissed, Cousin Luigi.
No, not pissed on me. I love you. I love you. All the boys. Good to be here.
You know, it's a problem.
New York.
It's a problem being here because you got two shows in the same studio, and, you know, we're trying to coexist here. I believe that was a peace offering by Opie and Anthony. They're coming in to offer us some rat. Some New York rat.
That's good. That's good. Rabellino, Barfagio. Barfagio?
No.
Barfagio, Piucolina?
No, Rob. No.
Piucolina in the trash can.
No, just spit water.
Bene, Rabbi.
I'm full of love for everybody.
Listen, Luigi, let's play Low Budget Jeff Hardy.
This time, English better. Listen where I read.
Okay, I'm listening.
This is a Low Budget Jabarino. Now entering studio is a teacher from Manteca, California. Josh Davis.
That would be Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Hey, dude.
And now entering studio, Nina, is a web designer.
A web designer?
Si, a student too. Silver Spring and Miralino, Hassan Brown.
Oh, Hassan. Hassan?
What's up, brothers?
Hey, hello, brother. You know, we could use a good web designer.
Yeah, that'll work.
See, si, that'd be a good idea. I love internet, so yes. Oh, yes. E pornagio.
Yeah.
Ron Efeso. Hey, okay. Now entering studio di Olina is host of Loba Cicepolino. Josh T. Hassan. Don't screw with that dude. Dan Gerardino, Eric Rebecca Gerardimo.
Thank you.
Cousin Luigi.
Benny. Don't forget to answer the form of a question. I do live with my mom wearing clip-on ties. Who's my Mr. Guy? Call me Alex. Those who play the game. That is El Kilo, Quizmaster, and of course, he's always Cousin Luigi.
Volva Putanesca.
Here are your categories, boys.
Bene.
Your categories are the MTV Movie Awards.
Chianti Menstruato.
Survivor.
Pavarotti Skid Marche.
Celebrity News.
Oh, Caramari Erezione.
New on Pay-Per-View.
Oh, Linguini Biamo.
And States and Capitals.
Giuliani Pupaggio.
Give me one more time. They are the MTV Movie Awards.
Oh, Espresso Ficalito.
Survivor.
Bene, Survivor. Oh, yes, Eat Bugs.
Celebrity News.
Hugh Casio.
New on Pay-Per-View. States and Capitals.
Capolini.
And Hassan, you are not from this country, so we will start with you, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Josh, you're first.
How about Celebrity News?
How about
number one?
Josh, how about you pick up the energy a little bit? After a car crash, the tabloids are reporting that this TV star needs a new liver.
who is...
Hey, Hassan, transostile.
Who is Milty?
Milton Berle?
Milton Berle? Grande Pinocino.
No, the
Grande Cacolino.
The answer is Matthew Perry from Friends.
Grande. Super. Yes, torpedo, gigante, torpedo, Milton Berle. Old mano, but Pinolino still you, large. Hey, Josh, you in control.
Celebrity news for two, please.
All right, here we go. This 61-year-old fart is the oldest country performer to have a number one country record.
Who is Willie Nelson?
Hey, Hassan, chance to steal it.
I'm black. I don't know any country music songs.
Hey, grande. Hey, Giocaggio Resaggio.
Kenny Rogers.
Oh, man.
He's not dead yet?
Hey, I thought he was... Hassan is a black. He talk about Resaggio.
Yeah, well, I read the name Hassan, and I assumed like he was an Arab or something.
Hey, Hassan, Charlie Prado. Charlie Prado. Hey, bene. Okay.
He was a black country.
Yeah, Luigi, like country music. Come with Vitaggio. Yes, Mini Perlino. Yes, Roy Aikofe. Yes, Charlie Daniele. Alabama. Alabama. Oh, yes. Oh, man. Oh, play me the Mountain Music. Okay, Josh, you control a new twist for Luigi.
Celebrity news for three.
This Cunny from The View is one of the current performers in the Vagina Monologues here in New York.
Who is Star Jones?
Oh. Although God knows her vagina would have a lot to say.
Rec Tomasio Stinkalite. Hey, okay, Hassan, chance to steal it.
Who is Meredith Vieira?
No, you know, you got like four cunnies to choose from. No, it's the cunny Joy Behar.
Joy Behar. Putin Casio.
No kidding.
Grande Stinkazio. Pukey.
She really is in the Vagina Monologues right now in New York.
Vaginati Gigante. Yes, drive a truck.
Yeah, right.
Garage. Okay. Gasolina.
States and capitals for one, please.
It is the capital of the great state of Georgia.
What is Atlanta?
There you go, Josh.
$1 for Josh.
Josh, come on.
Okay. State's the capital for two.
Oh, now you're a teacher. There's no way you should F these up. New Jersey.
What is Trenton?
$2 for Josh. Yes, minding the minds, melding minds. Okay, to go,
today was
Josh.
The last day of school, so I left it all at school, though.
Oh, bene. Long Somolino. Yes,
yep.
Good off, Agio.
For three, it is the capital of the great state of Pennsylvania.
What is Harrisburg?
That's right. He just ran a category.
Bene, Josh. Okay, selectamente.
Let's go with the CBS Moneymakers. Survivor.
Beautiful.
Survivor,
yes, bene.
She was the first voted off the island.
Who is Sharon something or other?
Hey, no. Hassan, chance to steal it.
Who is Anya Colina?
Anya Conolina. Hey, bene, Hassan.
No, it was Sonia.
Sonia. Yeah, Fimale Oldo.
Yes, play the ukulele.
Ukulele. BSO. SOL.
Can I get Survivor first?
Arrivederci, Sonia. No fallatio.
Who wants to have that with her?
No fallatio, Cunilingi. Luigi.
He was the second. You would want to have him there?
Si, Sonia. Bene. Benny Pusavina.
He was the second voted off the island.
Luigi.
Who is BB?
Yes.
Tutarino.
What, Luigi?
Luigi, love Cunilingi. Yeah, good at it, yeah. Grande Tonolina. Yeah. Tonolina, Luigi go la 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 la.
Like Junior Soprano, right?
Oh, yeah, I enjoy that. Luigi, like for dinner. No food. Pusteline.
All right, let's close that Survivor out.
Hey, very. Hey, disgusting looking, Ravi. Hey, good.
This was the title song from Rocky IV, performed by Survivor.
What's the long way home?
Hey, Hassan, chance to steal it.
What is the eye of the tiger?
Nope. Burning heart.
Hey, Josh.
I wasn't even alive.
Josh, you in control.
Let's go for new on pay-per-view.
New on pay-per-view. Beautiful. This stars the voice of Michael J. Fox.
What is Stuart Little?
That's right.
Yeah, $1 Chicago. Okay, select.
Oh, that was for Michael J. Fox.
Chicago,
right. Parkinson's.
Manny.
New on pay-per-view for two. Stars Clooney.
What is Three Kings?
Three Kings, yes. Oh,
grande Starolina. Yeah, write the book.
Okay, select again, Josh.
Close it out, please.
Stars Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What is End of Days?
Yeah, yeah, he just ran another category.
Three Dollarino, yes, commanding lead. Hassan just watching you.
Oh, Hassan hasn't even got one right yet?
No Dollarinos for Hassan.
All right, Josh, last category is the MTV Movie Awards.
Let's go.
All right. This two buff hottie hosted the awards.
What is, who is Sarah Jessica Parker?
That's right.
Oh, grande clivaggio. Oh, sexaggio in la city. Nueva York, yeah, grande. Jorlinas.
Yeah.
Jorlinas in la city.
That's right, Luigi. Right.
Yes. Bangaggio, all the boys.
Right.
Fireman.
Isn't she married to a murderer?
Yes. Vehicolare manslaughtero, Matthew Broderick.
Bene.
Two, please.
This won the MTV Movie Award for the best movie.
What is Austin Powers 2?
Hassan, eh?
What is this is unfair for black people, because I ain't never heard of these people.
You never heard of the MTV Movie Awards?
Nah, man, I watch BET.
Okay, race car.
Yeah, come on, listen, Johnny Cochran. You never heard of the movie The Matrix?
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Matrix,
just for information, too, I happen to be black as well.
There you go. Put that in a pipe and smoke it.
I know that upsets Rob.
There you go. Yes, Rob.
Two brothers playing the game at once.
You keep it down. Keep it in the pants, Rob. Lino. Bene, Josh. In control for Josh.
MTV for the last one.
He won the Best Villain Award.
Who is... bastard.
Hey, Hassan. Your chance to steal it.
Who is Chris Rock?
No, Chris Rock. Chris Rock is not a villain.
Hassan, Africano American.
No, it's Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil, yes. Mike Myerzino.
Freaking Dr. Evil. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hassan, hold on. We will have a gift for you. And Josh, you will be playing with yourself.
Yeah, master.
Woo! When we play Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Wandering a fingerino.
When we come right back.
Hi, from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Jimmy. Very tight on the board there.
Robert De Niro, grande hero for Luigi, yes.
Now we're going to talk to Hassan.
Taxi driver, yeah, you're talking to me.
Because Hassan, oh no, we're not, because Hassan is actually not out of the game. It's Josh. Hey, Josh?
Yeah.
Okay, Final Low Budget Jeopardy right now. Josh will be playing with himself.
Hey, Master Batoli. Jerkafagio.
And here is your category, Josh. On this day, 16 years ago, and here's your answer. June 9, 1984, the movie Ghostbusters premiered, and this singer turned the theme into a number one hit. Okay? June 9th, 1984, Ghostbusters premiered. This singer turned the theme song into a number one hit. Don't forget, please answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestante on Low Budget Jeopardy receive how to pick up chicks with Luigi.
Luigi,
no ladies, so good with the chicks. So I put in the book great pickup lines. Pickup lines, chapter one. I walk up and say, hey, me Pinocino is huge. Huge Pinocino, eh? Yeah, I smell like sexaggio. I am good with my fingers, agio. Hey, bene. Pick up chicks with Luigi. Now back to Robert Cappatino.
It's game time now on JFK
with
cash for you and me.
All right, low budget Jeopardy. Here we go. The answer has just been rushed in.
Russian Charlie Broglielino. Yes, a great comunicado.
Let's go to Josh. Josh, 1984, this day Ghostbusters premiered. This singer turned the theme into a number one hit.
Who is Don Henley?
Don Henley.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
I was 9 years old.
I don't care. Don Henley's an awful guest. No, it's Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parkerino. Yeah, Ghostbusters. Ray Parker Henley.
Well, it's the type of game that Ken Stevens and Alan Linewan will love because we're giving away no money today.
Bene, Cipaggio, Bastardino.
So that means Hassan and Josh, please don't go away mad. Just go away. Here is my cousin Luigi to tell you about your gifts. Cousin Luigi.
Hey, oh boy, tough to become.
Come on, you can do it.
You have won a DVD of Fight Club. Fight Club, now available, and a two-disc DVD with a commentary by Pete Norton.
Pete and Norton.
Plus deleted scenes, outtakes,
outtakes, pornographia?
No,
no pornographia.
Okay, behind the scenes.
No pornographia. That's what you'd be talking.
As Agio.
I don't think you see their asses. No.
Behind.
No, behind the scenes, meaning like the making of the movie.
Ah, crapolino. Okay, you want a sex and the city price tag. Oh, yes, era Jessica Clivaggio.
Right.
Don't miss the hottest sexy show. TV, Sex and City, this Sunday, 9, 8 Centrale, on HBO. But wait,
still more.
You want End of Days, a price pack. End of Days, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Stupido attore from Washington Area Cable Company in demand pay-per-view demanding viewer emails yesterday. Arnold Schwarzenegger, duh.
Thank you. Thank you, Hassan. Oh, listen, Hassan, you were from D.C., right?
Yeah.
Would you be available to go to King's Dominion on Wednesday, June 21st?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, hell yeah for Homo Joe Anal Express.
Hey, homosexuale.
All right, you're there. You're on the party bus to Paramount's King's Dominion.
Don't let Homo Joe touch Pinocino.
Don and Mike Day at King's Dominion is Wednesday, June 21st. Paramount's King's Dominion open daily. Check out the new Nickelodeon Central with 5 new attractions. Hassan will have 2 seats on the bus for you, my friend.
Thanks, bro.
Beautiful. Thank you, bro. Thanks, both of you guys. Hold
Thanks
on.
Thanks a lot, man.
Hold on just a second, please. Well, cousin Luigi.
Buenas tardes. Buenas suerte.
Ben, great seeing you again.
Good weekend, Donnie. Good weekend. Bene Chianti Menstratio.
I think that me having a good weekend is a foregone conclusion. It ain't gonna happen. You know why it ain't gonna happen?
Because
I'm stupid.
Stupido.
That's what my wife just told me during the stop set.
Bolistas en la paisagio.
She's got a bottle.
Well, hearing aid.
Cousin Luigi, you don't have to worry about that. But then again, you got gonorrhea.
Hey, gonorrhea, drippaggio, pinolino. Hey, sorry, Donnie. Okay, stinky pubicano.
Cousin Luigi, always remember and never forget that Love Budget Jeopardy is a production.
Produzione a Corona Incorporativa. Is distributante by King Wednesday. Delioso Geriaso.
Goodbye, good old cousin Luigi.
Oh, stinks in here.
I told you.
Yep.
Smells Italian in here.
Yeah, a little garlic.
Not that there's anything wrong with smelling Italian.
Not at all. A little garlic, a little Brad Pitt.
Time for news. Time for comment now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Right. Buzz, and what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight's headline, O.J. on TV.
O.J. Well, you know, Jesus Christ, I didn't realize how late it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we'll have time to review the O.J. tapes on today's show.
Can we do it Monday?
Yeah, well, either way, we'll talk about it. We come right back. Everybody, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, that was very...
professional.
This is Frida, and I live to please my husband.
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
That tape is funny today.
Yes, it is.
It's Buzz Burbank News Time now, Slim Shady News.
Yeah.
Buzz brought to you tonight by Glen Ellen Wine. Taste the new Glen Ellen. Good taste is within your reach.
Very good.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, for those who missed it, O.J. Simpson put on quite a show yesterday, phoning into a Fox News Live telecast to challenge the host and Nicole's sister. Denise Brown and a lie detector expert were talking about the polygraph test that O.J. reportedly failed after the murders.
You wanted to have sex with me? You could ask Ahmad or ask Marcus about that.
That's what you said.
That's right. Yeah, that's what he said.
That Denise wanted to have sex with him.
He said that Nicole had warned him about Denise, that Denise was sleeping with all of her friends, and she told O.J., according to him, to stay away from her. Denise Brown and the lie detector expert were on the show. Simpson called in to again deny that he ever took the test, and again he offered to take a test, for money.
For $3 million.
Not for you, I won't, he told the host. If I can benefit from it, I will. I'm not going to be some dancing monkey for you guys.
You know, it's amazing that he is still doing stuff like this. And I, from the very beginning, I thought he'd just run away.
Do you think he's gotten to the point where he thinks he didn't do it? Or do you
You know, I hear that offered up too much as a possible excuse
that he believes it, that he's actually convinced himself.
No, because listen, I mean, he cut off his wife's head.
Right.
And as tempting as that sounds to me right now.
Oh, no.
I could not live with myself.
Of course.
If I cut my wife's head off.
I tell you,
there's no way, even the most heartless person in the world.
Right. I think that's the scariest part of this. I think that he makes calls to these shows, that he wants to do pay-per-view specials. I mean, it just shows me that, you know, he's nuts. Any way you slice it.
The only other attitude I can come up with is you didn't catch me and you're never going to. That must be, that's the only attitude that can be left after, not believing that he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole's sister said, you couldn't pass it to begin with. What makes you think you can pass it now? Referring to the lie detector test.
And she kept calling him Simpson. Hey, Simpson.
She also called him a murderer, a pig, a lowlife, pathetic, and a no good son of a gun.
Son of a gun?
Well, it was television. She didn't know what she could say.
Not very good.
Gossip columnist Cindy Adams says O.J. spilled the beans about what happened.
Baby!
She says O.J. spilled the beans about what happened when he arrived in Chicago that night. Adams says Juice was greeted by a lawyer he had called.
Now, are we talking about 6 years ago when he cut off Nicole's head?
Back on that fateful night when he flew to Chicago. According to Cindy Adams, she says that there was a lawyer at O'Hare to meet O.J., that O.J. had called this guy in advance, and then she says he laid it all out for the guy.
O.J.
Not only did the lawyer not stay on the case, Adams says he has stopped practicing law altogether in favor of an internet-related job.
O.J.
That's weird. Boy, I'd love to hear that guy come forward.
Yeah, and on one hand, he's not talking because there's the attorney.
Yes, he is. Here he is.
Stay cool.
There he is from Chicago.
Donald Lee from our agent.
There's the attorney-client privilege, but somehow it's leaked out.
I love the internet.
Juice. This is Joe Coyne. Tell me your problems.
Thanks. So we're going to give you a temporary lie detector test.
I'm here with Elliot and Don right now. We're all in the room.
Hey, listen, now just hold on. Hold on. Don't do anything rash.
But Don, Elliot, Joe, she wants to have sex with me. Denise does.
Yeah, just stay cool. Stay cool.
I wish I could say I had nothing new to report on Eminem, but he's just been hit with more gun charges.
Hello, Marshall.
He's accused of waving a gun in a confrontation with rival rap group Insane Clown Posse.
He can do whatever he wants. He is the real Slim Shady.
Now, you know, this is Eminem being pulled into something by Insane Clown Posse because they are not as popular as Eminem.
Well, maybe and then maybe not. To complicate things, the frontman for Insane Clown Posse has now retracted his accusation and is now refusing to cooperate with police. Quoting the prosecutor, I think this is probably good publicity for him, referring to Eminem. Among those in the rapper world, says the prosecutor, this might be a badge of honor. Eminem's publicist says that's ridiculous. He says Marshall Mathers would rather none of this had ever happened.
If he's mad now, how mad is he going to be when he's playing Ocean City in about a year and a half?
Like Vanilla Ice. That was at the Bottle and Cork in Dewey Beach.
There you go. He'll be bitter. Madonna is wigged out after her home in London was the target of burglars. Nothing substantial was taken, just some odds and ends and keys to every lock on the property.
Uh-oh.
Madonna had already spent tons on security, but when she got home from a movie premiere the other night, the place was surrounded by cops. Reports say she has since spent another $300,000 on security, including changing all the locks and hiring new bodyguards.
All Madonna knows is when she came home, her butt was bleeding.
She had a cranberry juice.
She's been saying she likes living in London because people there have more respect for her privacy, but...
Hello, love!
Word is she's now started looking for a house in the English countryside.
Oh, look! It's that English or Madonna!
Oh, she is a or. Oh, I got a message for everybody.
Here we go.
Hello.
Madonna.
Congratulations.
Nothing like yesterday, but that's...
But still, you're the clear winner today.
That's three in today's show.
It's a wonderful job.
That fart was brought to you by the best cigars on the planet, Egars.
Egars.com.
That's four today. Thank you, Robbie Buzz. We have to do a break.
Let's
do it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.